Indianapolis and Columbia get their fourth of six games going tonight. We are going to have a little bit of a delay tonight, 7:35 first pitch schedule. We will be live again at 7:30 with all of the action, but Ballers and Fireflies will get going at about 7:35. We'll be live at 7:30 again with our action here at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. We'll be right back. We hope you're able to join us at 7:30 on the Ballers Baseball Network here on KCBallers.com and the MILP First Pitch app. We'll see you in just a few moments. 7:35 first pitch in the Friday night showdown here in Columbia between the Fireflies and the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
Ladies and gentlemen, for all you Fireflies fans out there who are 21 years of age or older, we've got something we think you might like. New for 2022 and now available at the Budweiser Bowtie Bar in center field, Slurp Jello Shots. That's right, Jello Shots. Please enjoy those Jello Shots responsibly, though. Fireflies would like to thank Prisma Health Orthopedic for being official team doctors of the Columbia Fireflies. The Fireflies have partnered with Culture Tea and Bigger Glass Company to make Central Park and all of the programs and events that the venue hosts to be centrally inclusive. The team initiative will promote an accommodating and positive experience for all guests and fans of the sensory issue that visit Central Park. With its new certification, the Fireflies are now better prepared to assist guests with sensory-sensitives and having the most comfortable and accommodating experience possible when attending any events at Central Park. At all Fireflies games, Culture City sensory bags are now available at guest services, thanks to the Bigger Glass Company to be used by fans as needed. Tonight we would like to thank Make-A-Wish South Carolina, Blue Cross Blue Shield South Carolina, and SC Stalling Volleyball for volunteering at Center Park tonight as part of our new volunteer fundraising program. Be part of a group or organization that may be interested in fundraising through volunteer efforts to the Fireflies. If so, head to Guest Services or visit ColumbiaFireflies.com to learn how you can fundraise for your organization through our volunteer fundraising program. All right, Firefly fans, season team members, it's officially renewal season. Parent full season and half season members can visit the sales table located in the concourse in front of the Mason Jar Team Store to renew your membership today. Renew your membership before September 5th and get a $25 Firefly food and beverage gift card. Tonight's game is presented by the Comet and SoCap Connector. The SoCap Connector presented by the Comet is the coolest way to travel to see Fireflies at Central Park, downtown restaurants, entertainment, and lodging. And remember, no parking fees, no worries. For only $1, it's a fantastic deal. Learn more at catchyourcomet.org. That's catchyourcomet.org. Are you ready to thrive? Starting your rewarding career as a financial advisor at Thriven. The team in South Carolina is growing, and Thriven is looking for candidates who are entrepreneurial, results-driven, and inspired by their promise of helping others reach their financial goals. They offer a values-driven culture, competitive benefits, and great earning potential. For more information, just stop by their table on the concourse and visit thriven.com/careers. Hey, Fireflies fans, we've got a new way for you to enjoy Saturday nights at Center Park. Porch Pints. Grab your drinking buddies for Porch Pints, where each reserve or home run porch ticket comes with two beer or soda vouchers for just $24. Visit the sales table located on the concourse for more information. Also, fans, we've got a great value deal we need to love for Sundays. Fire New Pepsi Sunday Family Meal Deal. Available for every Sunday game, get four Palmetto Citizens FCU All-Star seats, four hot dogs, four bags of chips, and four 24-ounce fountain sodas for just $69. Dinner and fun for the whole family at a great price. Visit the sales table located in the concourse for more information. Also, fans, the first Friday of every month, you can now take advantage of our Chick-fil-A Friday Night 4-Pack and get four Palmetto Citizens All-Star seats and four Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches for just $44. That's one foul value deal. Visit the sales table located on the concourse for more information. It takes two to make a thing go right. That double play is brought to you by Midland Air Service Experts. Your local heating and cooling experts serving the Columbia area since 1955. And shout out to Midland Air Service Experts. Kalmomia Fireflies are committed to creating a family-friendly and welcoming environment at Center Park for all guests. As part of that commitment, we have implemented a fan code of conduct. The fan code of conduct states that fans are prohibited from trespassing on the playing field at any time during tonight's game, using foul, obscene, or derogatory language, or behaving in a manner that is disruptive, unruly, or abusive, among other things. Violations of the fan code of conduct will not be tolerated and may lead to ejection from the ballpark, ban on attending future games, or other consequences. Guests who are found to have used derogatory language will be ejected from the ballpark. Guests are encouraged to report violations of the fan code of conduct to the nearest ballpark staff member. This can be done in person at guest services located on the concourse behind home plates, directly with a ballpark security team member, or by emailing venuesafety@columbiafireflies.com. The full fan code of conduct can be found at guest services or by scanning the QR code on the video board. Thank you for your continued understanding and cooperation, and as always, enjoy the game.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, please direct your attention to the field for tonight's ceremonial first pitches. Starting us off tonight, representing tonight's game sponsor, please welcome the Director of Operations at the Comet, Miss Jackie Bowers. Whenever you're ready, Jackie, let's see what you got. Here comes the heat, and right down the pipe for a strike. Set the bar high tonight. No pressure for our next first pitch thrower. From tonight's community organization, the game, Thrivent, please welcome financial advisor Robert Pope. Take it away, Robert. Let's see if you can match Jackie there. Okay, a little high away, a little too much velocity, maybe. We'll take it, though. Get arm on me, Robert. And, of course, last but not least, please welcome the chief operating officer of Riverbank Zoo and Garden, Lachlan Wooten. Give it a point to some fans at the first baseline. And working from a little league mound, I guess. So that's all right. Let's see what you got, Rockland. There it goes. And a strike for Rockland. Let's give a round of applause for all of tonight's ceremonial first pitches. Hey fans, make sure to use hashtag Let's Low when posting your pictures from the game today on social media. Use hashtag Let's Low and you can see your picture featured on the video board.
In left field for the Fireflies tonight, number 0, Gene Ramirez. Tonight's center fielder, number 9, Gavin Cross. Tonight's right fielder, number 33, David Holly. At the hot corner for the Fireflies, number 31, Caden Wallace. Tonight's shortstop, number 2, Daniel Vasquez. Tonight's second baseman, number 4, Lisandro Rodriguez. At first base for the Fireflies, number 6, Guillermo Quintana. Tonight's catcher, number 12, Omar Hernandez. And tonight's starting pitcher, number 16, Ben Hernandez. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please remove your hats and rise as we honor America and those who support our freedom at home and abroad with the presentation of our national anthem. Here tonight to perform the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome our very own Mark Cunningham. Take it away, Mark.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Ladies and gentlemen, the umpires this evening are Shea Graham behind home plates and Chris Jenke on the bases.
Well, the Ballers will look to play the role of exterminator in tonight's ball game in a wonderful Friday evening as the Kannapolis Cannonballers face off against the Columbia Fireflies for the 4th of 6 matchups this week here at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Dan Lodi joining you as always, bringing you the action live here as the Kannapolis Cannonballers down 3-0 currently in the series against these Columbia Fireflies out of the Kansas City Royals organization. Tonight, though, a new matchup, a Friday night matchup, delayed by a little bit due to some weather in the area. However, Ballers will look to get in the win column for the first time this week and get back in the winning ways as they are now a couple of games below 500 in the race of the Carolina League South Division. Starter Ben Hernandez on the bump, deliver the first pitch. It is just off the plate. 1-0 is your count on Andy Atwood, the leadoff batter for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Hernandez is 1-0, is just a bit off the plate. Moving now to 2-0 on the leadoff batter, Andy Atwood, the DH. Ben Hernandez, tonight's starter for Columbia, 6'2", 205-pound righty, born in Chicago, Illinois. 2-0 is just a bit off the plate to Andy Atwood. 3-0 is now your count. Ben Hernandez, a 2020 second-round pick by the Kansas City Royals. Ballers have seen him 3 times already in their career, second time that we have seen him already. Pitch in there, 3-1 is your count on Andy Atwood. This is the third time Ben Hernandez has faced off against Kannapolis this year. The 3-1 is a bit off the plate to Andy Atwood. It is ball four, a leadoff base runner for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It is Andy Atwood. He is on first base. Jordan Sprinkle will now dig in. One on and nobody down. Atwood is at first. Jordan Sprinkle is at the plate. He is the second batter in the lineup for Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers here on this Friday evening at Sager Park. Overcast, cloudy skies, weather in the area. However, we are playing baseball here at Sager Park. Sprinkle lays down a bunt for the first pitch. It is a foul ball, though. It trails back behind the backstop. Moving to an 0-1 count on Jordan Sprinkle. Atwood at first. Sprinkle is the batter. DJ Gladdy, first baseman, awaits on deck. He bats third. Batting fourth is the third baseman, Wilfred Veras, in tonight's order. Colby Smelly, catcher, bats fifth. Batting sixth is the right fielder, Jacob Burke. Batting seventh is the left fielder, Logan Glass. Batting eighth, second baseman, Wilbur Sanchez. Quick check on the runner at first by Ben Hernandez is not in time. Move it to a 0-1 count. Still waiting on that next pitch. Batting ninth is center fielder James Beard. All for Guillermo Quiroz, Kannapolis Cannonballers in the Friday night matchup with the Columbia Fireflies out of the Royals organization. 0-1 lifted high and foul by Jordan Sprinkle, moving now to an 0-2 count. Jordan Sprinkle batting just 118, does have 2 hits in his Kannapolis Cannonballer career, just joining the roster last week. Has not played many games, if much at all this week. Back in the lineup for Quiroz as the 0-2 is popped up in the infield. Under it is the second baseman, Rodriguez. He'll camp under it and make the grab for the out. It'll go down as a P4 for Jordan Sprinkle. It is the first out for Kannapolis. DJ Gladney, first baseman, will bag next. DJ Gladney will dig in. Team leader in homers with 18. Team leader in RBIs at 65. He has 96 hits on the year. With a one good night at the plate, he could move to 100 as first pitch from Hernandez hits DJ Gladney right in the back. All of a sudden now a 2-1-1. Gladney will take a free pass over to first base out in HBP. 2-1-1 for Wilfred Veras. Wilfred Veras will dig in. 2-1-1. Recently named a top 30 prospect in the White Sox organization. Who is Wilfred Veras? It was Ben Hernandez on the bump looking to get out of this early tight spot. Here's the first pitch from the righty. It's up and in on Veras. Move it 1-0. Hernandez, a 3-pitch mix, fastball, changeup, curveball. Is the righty, a second-round pick in 2020. He's 1-6 on the year, the 4.64 ERA. His last appearance came back on the 12th against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 2 1/3, 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, no strikeouts. As Veras hits the ball on the 1-0, up the middle, hard hit into center, right to Gavin Cross. It is a base knock. Andy Atwood rounding third, he'll head home, and the Ballers strike first. It's an RBI single for Wilfred Veras. Ballers on top, 1-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Gladney will move to second. Veras is at first with an RBI single. Ballers get on the board first here in Columbia. Sager Park, glad you're tuned in while we are here on the road. Colby Smelly will dig in, the catcher. Hernandez on the bump, comes set, already lauding a run here early in this ball game. Hernandez's first pitch to Smelly, breaking ball off the plate, move it to a 1-0 count. Defensive setup for Columbia today. Left to right in the outfield, it'll go Ramirez, Cross, and Holly. Wallace, Vasquez, Rodriguez, and Quintana left to right in the infield. Behind the dish is Omar Hernandez for the righty and Ben Hernandez. Pitch off the plate, 2-0 now to Colby Smelly. Smelly out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, is now a slide drizzle, has started here at Atrium Health Ballpark. At Sager Park, I should say. I'm so used to saying Atrium Health Ballpark. I haven't been on the road in like a month. 2-0, a bit off the plate, moving now to 3-0. Here at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina, with the Ballers and the Fireflies scoring off the fourth time this week. Still two more games after tonight between these two sides. It's a tight race in the Carolina League South Division. Hernandez on the bump, the righty with the glove on the left hand. 3-0 fastball, get me over fastball is in there. Move it 3-1 on Colby Smelly. Jacob Burke, right fielder, awaiting on deck for Kannapolis. They already all have a 1-0 lead. Here in this top of the first inning against the righty, Ben Hernandez. Smelly cuts on the 3-1, lifts it in the air right field, trailing after it is Holly. Moves to his left, he'll make the grab for the out. Gladney's going to tag up from second, slides into third, he is safe. So it is a productive flyout for Colby Smelly. Second out of the inning is had, moving to third is Gladney. So now runners on the corners and two down for Jacob Burke. Ballers were able to rough up Hernandez in his first of two starts. A couple of weeks ago up at Atrium Health Ballpark, Hernandez in his first start against these Ballers, just two-thirds of an inning, three hits, four runs, three walks and a strikeout. Came back out on the Sunday matchup as well. Five innings, two runs on six hits, three walks and a strikeout. Tonight already not the greatest starts against this Ballers lineup. They've already leagued 1-0. First pitch from Hernandez in there to Burke on the inside corner. 0-1 is your count. Ballers rocking the blue tops tonight. That's the read of Ballers on the front in white. Red letters and numbers. Red numbers. White letters, red numbers on the front and back. As Burke cuts on the 0-1, this one's lifted in the air. Right field trailing after it is Holly. He's not going to get there. It's going to bounce and hit the wall. Scoring is Gladney. Wilfred Veras rounding third headed home. Burke is on his horse headed for third. He'll slide in there safely. It's a 2 RBI triple off the bat of Jacob Burke. And now the Ballers hold a 3-0 lead here in this top of the first inning against the righty Ben Hernandez. Jacob Burke with an RBI triple, and just like that, Kannapolis with a 3-0 lead. For Jacob Burke, picking up more RBI. He's made an immediate appearance in the order for Guillermo Quiroz in just the week or so he's been here. As Burke tallies his third and fourth RBIs of the season already. Glass's first pitch from Hernandez is in there, 0-1 is your count. It is Burke's first triple. His first extra base hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. Last night was 0-3. Now he's got a triple in his name as the 0-1 is off the plate to Logan Glass. 1-1 is your count. Logan Glass had the night off last night. Back on Wednesday night, though, 0-4, the Golden Sombrero. Four strikeouts of the Mustang Oklahoma native. As Hernandez will come set, here's the 1-1. Get inside, move it 2-1. Ballers already hold a 3-0 lead over your home team in the Columbia Fireflies here at Sager Park. Hernandez will deliver the 2-1. Just a bit low. Move it 3-1 now. Logan Glass will dig in. He's the left fielder. Batting just 170 on the year. Not too hot. However, he has made strides since coming off of the roster for the Charlotte Knights. As the 3-1 is a bit off the plate, move it ball 4. That is another walk issued by Ben Hernandez. Yes. This time Logan Glass. Now Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. This is the 8th batter of the inning. And now John Habian, pitching coach for the Columbia Fireflies, will come out and have a chat with his righty and Ben Hernandez. Already hasn't quite been the start of the game that the Fireflies probably wanted. as Hernandez has allowed a 2 walks, 2 hits, 3 total runs. He did hit DJ Gladney with a pitch. Then Wilfred Veras with a base knock. And then a triple from Jacob Burke. Ballers are in business here early at Segra Park in Columbia. Hernandez's pitch count, too, already up to 23 pitches in total. Already an arm warming down the third baseline for the Fireflies.
And now batting for the Cannonballers. The second baseman, number one, Wilbur Sanchez.
Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. Runners on the corners, 2 down. Here at the top of the first, Ballers up 3-0 on the Columbia Fireflies. But the Fireflies have not even been able to send a batter to the plate, and already they find themselves down 3-0. First pitch is cut out and missed by Wilbur Sanchez. 0-1 your count. Ballers of the blue tops, gray pants, blue caps, red brim with Boomer, a beloved mustachioed mascot on the front of the cap. Fireflies going with the all-white fit tonight as the breaking ball on the 0-1 from Hernandez is well over the head of Wilbur Sanchez, or even now at 1-1. White tops, white pants, blue socks. Anybody who's decided to pull them up, it's a navy blue for the Fireflies. Going with the all-blue caps with the neon green Firefly on the front. 1-1 a bit off the plate and away. Move it 2-1 on Wilbur Sanchez. 9-0 man and James Beard waiting on deck. There is a lefty out there warming for Columbia. Ben Hernandez already in a bit of a pickle. 2-1, runner going on the pitch. Pitch is off the plate at the plate. Thrown to second is not in time. And the runner at third and Jacob Burke with a delayed steal attempt. And he gets caught out on the base paths. It is a bit of a weird play there. 2-4-2 put out of Jacob Burke over there at third base for the third out of the inning. So Wilbur Sanchez's at-bat will continue when we return in the top of the second. But Ballers already with a 3-0 lead on the Columbia Fireflies. Quick break. We'll be right back. Bottom first. Headed your way on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Segra Park.
And thank you again to the Whittlers. Enjoy your evening at the park. Now it's time to dance. Everybody get on your feet and show us your best moves. Who has the rhythm? Who's got the groove? It's the dance cam. There we go. Come on, Dad. You got to teach the young ones. Oh, there we go. Rowdy bunch over there. Some incredible moves happening dance-wise at the moment. Bullpen's looking lively. They've got all the moves right there. Strut your stuff. Yeah, there you go. A little flossing, I see it. That was the gritty, excuse me. Okay, girl, working. I see you. Oh, all right. Now we found our dancers. Keep it up. There you go. A little twist going over there. I see you in the rain, nonetheless. Dedication. Hair looks great, kid. Don't worry. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for participating in the dance camp tonight. Keep on dancing throughout the evening. And now, leading off for your Columbia Fireflies, the left fielder, number 0, Gene Ramirez.
Gene Ramirez leading off, bottom of the first, sitting here at Segra Park in Columbia. He'll take the first pitch from the righty of Dylan Burns. Just a bit in there for an 0-1 count now on the leadoff batter, Gene Ramirez. He'll be followed in the order by Omar Hernandez and Gavin Cross. As a 0-1 from the righty and Dylan Burns, a bit off the plate. Move it 1-1 now on the leadoff batter, Gene Ramirez. This is Dylan Burns' Carolina League debut in tonight's ballgame. Signed as a free agent by the Chicago White Sox on May the 19th of this year. The showing bunt is Ramirez. He'll pull it back for a ball inside. 2-1 is your count. Dylan Burns on the bump, 6 foot, 195-pound Roddy. Product of Vero Beach, Florida. He's actually a former USF Bull from Tampa, Florida. Hard liner on the 2-1 right to the second baseman, Sanchez. He muffs it, but he picks it up and throws the first in time for the out. It is a 4-3 put out of Gene Ramirez for the first out of the bottom of the first inning. Omar Hernandez will now dig in. Burns making his first appearance for the Ballers tonight. On the road against the Columbia Fireflies is the 6-1 Roddy. He made 10 starts for the Bulls in 2021, a 5-5 record with a 4.32 ERA down in USF in Tampa. Hernandez will dig in. Pitch on the way from a Burns. Breaking ball is a bit low. Move at 1-0. Omar Hernandez will dig in. And the walk-off hit the other night here at Sager Park, sending the Firefly fans home happy. As the 1-0 is in there on a breaking ball from Dylan Burns. 1-1 now your count. Burns, a criminology major at University of South Florida. 1-1 on the way. This one is fouled off by Hernandez. 1-2 your count. We'll see how Dylan Burns' debut goes tonight. However, I think I've already got a nickname formulated up here. Michael Jackson fans might appreciate it later. We'll see how Dylan Burns does, though. 1-2. This one is swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. First strikeout is a Kannapolis Cannonballer for Dylan Burns. It is Omar Hernandez down on strikes the second out. That'll send the highly touted outfielder in a Gavin Cross to the plate. Gavin Cross, number one overall prospect of the Kansas City Royals organization, former Virginia Tech Hokie, 75th overall in the top 100. It is the fourth different top 100 prospect the Ballers have faced off this year. First pitch from Burns is just a bit outside to Gavin Cross. 1-0 is your count. Another top 10 selection in the 2022 MLB draft is Gavin Cross. 1-0 on the way from the Roddy Burns, a bit inside. 2-0 is your count. Carter Jensen, the DH, awaiting on deck. Caden Wallace, third baseman, bats fifth. Batting sixth is Guillermo Quintana, the first baseman. Daniel Vasquez, shortstop, will bat seventh for Columbia. As the 2-0 changeup, Dylan Burns pulls the string on Gavin Cross. 2-1 is your count. Batting eighth is David Holly, the right fielder, and batting ninth is Lisandro Rodriguez, the second baseman for manager Tony Pena Jr. and the Columbia Fireflies here at Sager Park. Cross cuts on the 2-1. This one's lifted in the air into left field. After it is Logan Glass, who backtracks to his right and makes the grab for the out. It is AF7 in the book for Gavin Cross. 1-2-3 inning for the Columbia Fireflies on offense. The bottom of the first, top of the first, went pretty well for the Ballers. They'll send 8-9-1 to the plate. They lead 3-0, top of the second, after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network.
In each of their boxes, they have 10 ping pong balls, so they have to get out of the box by shaking, jumping, or whatever else they can. The first one to shake out all 10 ping pong balls will be on our winner tonight. Let's go! Shoot them all! On your mark, get set, go! Jump, jump, jump! Looks like Reese got a head start over here. Action's not far behind, though. And just like that, put the hands up! Ladies and gentlemen, Reese is our winner. One for the boys tonight to start. Congratulations, Reese. Action, job well done. And thank you for participating in tonight's Dippin' Dots Junkie the Junk contest. Sanchez.
Wilbur Sanchez, the leadoff top of the second inning here at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina, as he'll get the first pitch from the righty Hernandez just a bit inside. 1-0 is your count. Top of the second, ballers lead 3-0 over the Columbia Fireflies here on the road as the 1-0 is cut and missed. 1-1 your count on Wilbur Sanchez. It'll be a Beard and Atwood, two up behind him. Top second, the ballers already getting to the righty Hernandez. 1-1 cut and missed. Move it now 1-2. Wilbur Sanchez had his at-bat cut short back in the top of the first inning. After a bit of a base-running error from Jacob Burke. 1-2 grounded to second. Making the play is Rodriguez. He'll flip to first in time for a 4-3 putout. First out of the inning is had. One down now for James Beard. James Beard will dig in the 9-0 man for the ballers. Already putting together a solid outing here in Sager Park in Columbia. 1-0 now is your count on Beard. Pitches a bit off the plate from Hernandez. Ending in a 30, has no strikeouts. He's already had 32 pitches on the night. Showing punt is Beard to the 1-0. Pulls it back as it was outside. 2-0 is your count. Shea Graham is your home plate umpire tonight. Chris Jenke out in the base paths. The Friday night matchup in the Carolina League between the Ballers and the Fireflies. 2-0 is a fastball in there. 2-1 now on the chef, James Beard. Batting just 162, still a speed threat in the order. As the 2-1 is a bit away from Ben Hernandez, even now to a good hitter's count at 3-1. Ben Hernandez in his second inning of action. He's made it past one start already here in the season against Kannapolis. 3-1 is low ball four. It's another walk on the night for Ben Hernandez. Beard takes a free pass. He is the first base runner of the second inning. Top of the order now due up. It's Andy Atwood. Atwood will dig in. So first time through the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 3 runs on 2 hits. They pick up a single from Wilfred Veras, a triple from Jacob Burke. 3 runs in total in that first inning. Pitch will have to wait. His quick check on the runner in Beard. He is not in time. Still a 0-0 count on Andy Atwood. Atwood at the plate batting 295. James Beard on base 25 for 31 in stolen base attempts. Pitch is a bit inside Atwood. 1-0 is your count. Beard of the night off last night. He's 1-for-3 in the series. He is at first base. 1-0 from Hernandez. A bit low and away to Atwood. 2-0 your count. Andy Atwood, the Washington State native. He's done well in his time here with Kannapolis. 2-0 count. 1 down. Top of the second inning here at Sager Park. Columbia trailing your Kannapolis Cannonballers 3-0. Quick check on the runner at first down in time. I'll have to await the 2-0 count. Ben Hernandez on the bump against Andy Atwood. Hernandez has seen his ERA climb now to a 4.96. Pitch up and in on the 2-0 to Atwood. Now 3-0. Jordan Sprinkle, shortstop awaiting on deck. Tell you what, talk about Sprinkle. The weather here in Columbia has been off and on rain basically this whole time we've been here since about the mid-afternoon. 3-0 to Atwood to get me over fastball. Now 3-1. They had the tarp on quite a couple of minutes ago. Actually just pulled it off in time at the 7:35 first pitch. Delayed by a little bit. They were hoping to get underway at 7 o'clock tonight. However, a half-hour rain delay with some weather in the area. 3-1 is lifted high and foul. Count will now run full on Andy Atwood.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you retrieve a foul ball during tonight's
an arm is warming for Columbia down the line. Hernandez's pitch count already running up to 41 on the evening. Just 17 strikes and 41 pitches for Ben Hernandez. Hasn't quite been his night. 3-2, swung and a miss for strike three. That's the old broadcaster's curse. First strikeout of the night is Andy Atwood. He strikes out swinging. Two down now. Runner on for Jordan Sprinkle.
Strikeout of the home game this season. The strikeout money collected will be used to help maintain a city Columbia youth baseball field. And batting Fort Capitalist now. Shortstop number six.
Jordan Sprinkle will dig in 0 for 1 and a pop out back in the first inning. Shortstop for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Hernandez will come set. Quick check on the runner at first. It is not in time. James Beard had a bit of a good lead over at first. Almost didn't get him back in time. The close call over at first. Hernandez on the bump will come set. Beard with another good lead at first. Pitch to Sprinkle is cut on a miss. 0-1 your count on Jordan Sprinkle. Indio, California native. Fourth round pick here in 2022. Out of UC Santa Barbara, former Gaucho is Jordan Sprinkle. Quick check on the runner again at first. Ben Hernandez really worried about James Beard over there at first. Remains 0-1 on Jordan Sprinkle. Gladney awaiting on deck. 0-1 from Hernandez is upstairs. Count even at 1-1 on Jordan Sprinkle. Ballers lead 3-0 over your Columbia Fireflies. Your Kannapolis Cannonballers doing very well in tonight's start. 1-1. In there on the outside corner. 1-2 now on Sprinkle. Sprinkle with two hits and 18 at-bats for Kannapolis. He's seen his average dip to about 111. Gladney on deck, runner on first, it's Beard. 1-2. This one's lifted high and foul by Jordan Sprinkle. 1-2 is your count. Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. This is the sixth year of action of baseball here in Columbia as the Fireflies, of course, the first 4 years of the team, spending it as an affiliate with the New York Mets. It's a 1-2 cut on the miss for strike three. Another strikeout for Ben Hernandez. That is number two on the ninth. Back-to-back, it's Jordan Sprinkle for the third out of the second inning. It is now an inning and a half complete here at Sager Park in Columbia. Ballers on top, still 3-0. They'll turn it back over to Dylan Burns against the three batters for Columbia. In the bottom of the second, we return on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Muscles through those ponchos, but you know what? I think I can see them actually. Break it down. There you go. Keep the dancing going. More guns. Okay. Flex, flex. Nothing like those sponge pants. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Send me his workout routine, please, and his protein powder. Drinking milk, eating your vegetables, fellas. It'll do wonders. Mason, no, what are you doing? Yeah, there it is. Oh, whoa. Okay, I didn't know Mason. I had muscles like that, actually. Yeah, wow. I'm surprised. Chest day tomorrow with Mason. Come join us at Planet Fitness. Thanks for participating in the Flex Cam, ladies and gentlemen. And now batting for your Columbia Fireflies. Tonight's designated hitter, number 11, Carter Jensen.
Carter Jensen will lead it off in the bottom of the second inning for the Columbia Fireflies here at Sager Park. Dylan Burns back out of the bump. First pitch is a breaking ball just a bit off the plate to Carter Jensen. 1-0 is your count. It'll be a Carter Jensen, Caden Wallace, and Guillermo Quintana due up here in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 is cut on and fouled down the third base line by Carter Jensen. Even now at 1-1. Jensen, a third-round pick in 2021 by the Kansas City Royals. He is a Kansas City, Missouri native. Grew up not too far from Kauffman Stadium. Did Carter Jensen. Now he is in the Kansas City Royals organization with the Columbia Fireflies. Beautiful park here, Sager Park, in the sixth year of action for the Columbia Fireflies here in Columbia. They were with the Mets for 4 years. This is the second year of their Royals affiliation. 1-1 cut onto the left field, and Logan Glass moves to his right to make the grab. Four out, number one. It's AF7 in the book for the first out. Caden Wallace, third baseman, will now dig in. Caden Wallace, second round pick here in 2022 out of Arkansas, former Razorback. What even is a Razorback? It's a type of pig, I know, but it's like, it's one of those animals like a platypus. You're not quite sure exactly what it is. Caden Wallace will dig in. Here's the pitch from Burns, showing bunt. Wallace gets it down. It's fouled off. Move it now to an 0-1 count. Wallace digging in, the former Arkansas Razorback. Again, not even sure what a Razorback is. It's one of those animals, kind of like a platypus. You're really not sure what it is. Burns on the bump, former USF Bull. 0-1 on the way is a fastball just a bit inside. 1-1 is your count. Here at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. Beautiful ballpark, only about an hour and a half, 2 hours away. Really good spot for baseball. 1-1 a bit low and away. Now 2-1. Haven't quite been able to go down and check out all the concessions items here at the ballpark. For all I know, they could have like some sushi down there or something. You never know. 2-1 on the way from Burns. This one's cut on and fouled off. Moving now to a 2-2 count. We have sushi at Atrium Health Ballpark. Haven't you tried it quite yet? I'm not a huge fan of sushi. I know, I'm going to get judged a little later on. Not a big sushi guy. I did have a nice kale Caesar salad, though, pretty recently at the ballpark. 2-2, grounded short. Jordan Sprinkle makes the play. He'll fire to first in time. Four out number two. It is a 6-3 put out for Caden Wallace. And five batters face, five outs for Dylan Burns on the bump. That'll send things now to Guillermo Quintana. Nobody on, two down. Bottom second. Two outs in the inning. Quintana's first pitch from Burns a bit off the plate and away. 1-0 is your count. Overcast skies here at Sager Park. Still some fans on hand taking in the action. 1-0 on the way from Burns is a bit low now. 2-0. Guillermo Quintana at the plate for his first at-bat. Fireflies not far out of the lead. Charleston River Dogs 2.5 games up on Columbia. 2-0 on the way is a bit inside. Now 3-0 on Guillermo Quintana. Charleston leading by 2.5 games over Columbia. But then you move down the order in the Carolina League South Division. 3-0 on the way. Get me over fastball. Now 3-1 is your count. You go through the standings in the Carolina League South Division. You go Charleston, Columbia, Kannapolis, Augusta, and Myrtle Beach, all pretty close together. But then you have Fayetteville out there in what seems to be like the middle of a desert. As Quintana will take a free pass, Dylan Burns allows his first base runner of the game. It'll be a two-out base runner now, and Daniel Vasquez, shortstop, will dig in. Vasquez will dig in, the seventh batter of the ballgame for the Columbia Fireflies. Burns will have to deal with a base runner for the first time today. Pitch is a bit low and away. 1-0 is your count. Daniel Vasquez, a shortstop, former top 30 prospect, but with the recent shifts across minor league baseball, across major league baseball's little MLB pipeline of prospect rankings, Vasquez actually shuffled out. 1-0 is in there. 1-1 is your count. Vasquez, a righty bat from Villamaya, Dominican Republic. International free agent signee in 2021 by the Kansas City Royals. Spent last year in the Dominican Summer League. 1-1 on the way from Burns is just a bit off the plate and away. Moving out to a 2-1 count on Daniel Vasquez. Runner at first for the Fireflies is Guillermo Quintana. Burns will come set with a 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. This one is grounded up the middle. Wilbur Sanchez makes the play. He'll fire to first in time. Second baseman Wilbur Sanchez makes the play. It's a 4-3 putout for the third out of the inning. So the Fireflies do get the one runner on in a walk, but Dylan Burns and the ballers quickly negate it, and we'll send things now to the top of the third inning with Kannapolis on top, 3-0. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live here at Sager Park in Columbia.
Around the staff member and then back to the finish line in your home plate. First cross the finish line wins. Our contestants tonight are Lexi, Logan, and Dalton.
Best of luck, you three. Let's cheer them all on. On your mark, get set, go! And they're off. And oh, a tackle right off the bat. Logan takes out Dalton in the races. Lexi's to lose. She's coming around the corner. Logan and Dalton trying to play their best to catch up. Logan tackles Dalton again. It's all Lexi from start to finish, a wire-to-wire win in the sleeping bag race. Congratulations, Lexi, Logan, and Dalton. Thanks for playing. You guys should go to couples counseling. All right, that does it for our sleeping bag race. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for participating. Lexi, Logan, and Dalton. Now batting for Kannapolis, the first baseman, number 25, DJ Gladney.
TJ Gladney, leadoff top of the third inning here at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. Here is the pitch from the Ronnie Benhernandez, just a bit outside. 1-0 is your count now on a DJ Gladney. He'll be followed in the order by Wilfred Veras and Colby Smelly as Gladney tattoos the 1-0 high and deep into left field. Left fielder and Ramirez can't find the ball, and the center fielder Gavin Cross moves to his right and makes the grab in left center field for out number one. Left fielder and Gene Ramirez could not find the ball. And the center fielder, Gavin Cross, moving to his right and makes the grab for the first out. It is now a F8 in the book for DJ Gladney. One down for Wilfred Veras. Well, as of late, DJ Gladney had been hitting everything on the ground. Everything was rolling around like a marble out there. However, he hits one high and deep into the sky. Veras cuts on the first pitch. This one's grounded foul. 0-1 is your count. Gladney skies the pitch into left center field. Almost landed on that big berm out in left center. Gavin Cross, though, to make the grab on the warning track. Veras is 0-1 from Hernandez. Low and away, even now 1-1. And an RBI single back in the first inning did Wilfred Veras. 1-1 cut out and foul tipped. 1-2. Colby Smelly awaiting on deck. Ballers lead 3-0 over the Columbia Fireflies. 1-2 from Hernandez. Just a bit low and away. Now moves 2-2. Again, a bit of a delayed start here at Sager Park. Thankfully, we're able to get this game underway at a reasonable time. 7:35. 2-2 cut and a miss for strike three. Veras is another strikeout victim for Ben Hernandez. Colby Smelly will now dig in. Thankfully, we got the game in at a decent early start time. I didn't want to be playing baseball when the rooster crows tomorrow morning. That would have been too much. Smelly's first pitch from Hernandez is cut on a miss. Move it to 0-1. Smelly's first at-bat, a flyout. Out into a right field as the 1 is a bit off the plate on a breaking ball from Hernandez. 1-1 is your count. Veras now 1-for-2 with a strikeout. Hernandez with 3 strikeouts. Grounder on the 1-1 back up the middle into center for a base knock. Colby Smilley is on base for the first time today. It's a 2-out single off the bat of the Big Cheese. Ben Hernandez not thrilled with the play at all. Nonetheless, it'll send things to Jacob Burke. 1 on and a 2 down.
The right fielder, number 5, Jacob Burke.
Jacob Burke with an RBI triple. He got 2 RBIs. Back in that first inning when Kannapolis put up 3 runs. Hernandez already with another base runner to deal with. Pitch number 58 on the night for the righty. Low and away, move at 1-0. Hernandez allowing 3 runs in tonight's game. Last time out, he did allow 4 runs. Before that, he hadn't allowed more than 3 since the 26th of July. Guess where? Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 is cut on and missed by Burke. 1-1 your count. Ben Hernandez in 5 2/3 innings tonight against Kannapolis. It allowed 6 earned runs. 9 hits. 6 runs, 9 hits. Nice. 1-1 at the plate on Burke. Here's the pitch. This one's fouled off. Straight back. 1-2 now your count. Logan Glass awaiting on deck here in this top of the third inning. Kannapolis leads 3-0 over the Columbia Fireflies here at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from Hernandez. This one is lifted in the air into right field. Holly will trail to his right. He'll camp under it and make the grab. 4 out at number 3. It is a F9 in the book for Jacob Burke for the third out of the inning. Ben Hernandez gets through the third inning unscathed. He does allow this single from Colby Smelly, but Ballers still hold on to a 3-0 lead. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
It's the Fireflies Fan Cam. Say hello, everybody. Wave to the camera. Yeah, all you guys on the green. And cheers to you. Thanks for coming out tonight. Hello to you as well. Cheers to all of our fans tonight. Big and tall, young and old. And thanks again, all of y'all, for coming out this evening. Yeah, give yourself a hand. There you go. This one's for you, the fans. Can't make nights in the park happen without you folks. There we go. Yeah, the whole fans here. There we go. Family affair. Plenty of energy to go around. Cheers to you folks. A hat tip to you as well, sir. I see you in the bottom row. Thank you very much. Thank you again for participating in tonight's Fireflies Fan Cam.
David Holly will lead off the bottom of the third inning for the Columbia Fireflies here at Sager Park. Fireflies and a baller who's doing business for the fourth time this week as Holly will dig in, followed in the order by Lisandro Rodriguez, and then top of the order, Gene Ramirez against the righty. In it, Dylan Burns. First pitch, the third inning, is a fastball up and in, and David Holly is plunked to the fastball from Dylan Burns just like that. HBP for David Holly. He is on first base. It'll send things to Lisandro Rodriguez.
Now second
baseman in Lisandro Rodriguez. He did not make the trip with the Fireflies when they came to Kannapolis a couple of weeks ago. Only recently added to the roster 10 days ago on the 9th of August. Switch hitter from Santiago, Dominican Republic. Free agent signee in 2019 by the Royals. Pitch lifted high and foul, and 1-1 count on Lisandro. Dylan Burns on the bump, his third inning of action. He does have the 1 strikeout of Omar Hernandez. Runner on first is David Holly. 0-1 count on it. Lisandro Rodriguez, Burns on the bump. Here's the 0-1 on the way. This one is grounded past the diving third baseman Veras into left field for a base knock. Lisandro Rodriguez picks up the first hit of the night for the Columbia Fireflies. It's a ground ball single into left. 2-1 now, and back to the top of the order with nobody down. It's Gene Ramirez. Well, just like that, it's the first base knock of the night for the Columbia Fireflies. Coming on a hard ground ball off the bat of Lisandro Rodriguez. It took nine batters, but finally the Fireflies have a base knock. Ramirez now steps in with nobody out and two on. First time all night, Dylan Burns in a bit of trouble. Here's the pitch on the way from the righty. Showing bunt is Ramirez. He'll pull it back, moves it outside. 1-0 is your count. Ramirez, first time up, a 4-3 ground out to Wilmer Sanchez over at second base. Ramirez with a slightly open stance. 1-0 count, nobody out. Showing bunt is Ramirez. He's going to bunt all the way. Pitch from Burns. He gets it down. It's a beauty. Burns will have to field, have to hurry, and fire the first in time. It'll go down as a 1-4 put out at first base of Gene Ramirez, but he does move the runners up. It is Holly to third and Rodriguez to second. So now two in scoring position, and the ever dangerous Omar Hernandez will dig in. Omar Hernandez will dig in, the strikeout victim back in the first inning. Runners on second and third, one down. Bottom three, Ballers lead 3-0. Here's the pitch from the righty, Burns. This one is grounded toward the third baseman, Veras. He'll charge in, quick a peek at the runner at first, throws it over to first on a strong arm in time. For the out, it's a 5-3 put out of Omar Hernandez for the second out of the inning. Runners stay put. Good work by Wilfred Veras. Now it'll send things to Gavin Cross. Gavin Cross will dig in, the former Virginia Tech Hokie. First time up, a fly out in the left field. For the dangerous bat of Gavin Cross, 6'3", 210-pound, 21-year-old from Bristol, Tennessee. Kenny did play with Virginia Tech, batted 345 last year. As time called, awaiting the first pitch. Dylan Burns facing off against Gavin Cross for the second time today. Here's the pitch on the way. Just a bit off the plate and away. 1-0 your count on Cross. Slide the open stance from the former Hokie. 1-0. This one is lifted in the air. Left field backtracking his glass. He'll camp under and make the grab. Four out at number three of the inning. Gavin Cross for the second time tonight. Flies out to left field for the third out of the inning. We are one-third of the way home here at Sager Park in Columbia. Ballers on top 3-0 over the Columbia Fireflies. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
That's right, everybody. It is time for the Palmetto Citizens Federal Credit Union High Low Game. I am here with Amy. She is our contestant today. Here's what she's going to do. We've got four oversized turns out here on the field. We're going to turn the first one over, and then she's going to have to guess if the next card higher or lower. And if she gets all three cards right, she's going to win a $20 gift card courtesy of Palmetto Citizens. So, Amy, are you ready? Alright, you guys help out now. Let's see what that first card is, ready? Alright, we've got an eight. Alright, now eight is high, two is low, so this is pretty easy. What do we think? Higher or lower? Alright, what do we think, Amy? Lower, alright. She's going with the smart aleck up here. Alright, let's do lower than eight. Hey, there we go. We've got a nine now. Higher or lower than a nine? A little harder here. What do you think? Alright, Amy. She's going lower. Lower. Do we see lower here? All right, we're going lower. We've got a three now. Okay. Higher or lower than a three? Are they going to trick her or are they going to go higher? What do you think? All right, Amy.
Higher.
He's going higher. Haley, don't be mean. Don't be mean, Haley. Hey, it is higher. All right, give Amy a big hand. She's won a $20 gift card courtesy of Palmetto Citizens Federal Credit Union.
Palmetto Citizens Federal Credit Union.
Union offering fewer fees and better rates for all your financial needs. Visit PalmettoCitizens.org or any of their 14 Midlands locations to learn more. And leading off for the Cannonballers in the top of the fourth, it's left fielder number 2, Logan Glass.
Bottom third of the order, due up top of the fourth inning here at Sager Park in Columbia. Logan Glass cuts on the first pitch and misses. 0-1 is your count. Logan Glass, Wilbur Sanchez, James Beard due up in the order here at Sager Park in Columbia. Ballers on top, 3-0. Hernandez is 0-1, is upstairs, 1-1 now. Again, a bit of a dreary night here at Sager Park. Weather in the area forcing the sides to manage some weather. Pitch cut on a miss by Logan Glass. 1-2 is your count. First time up, a walk for Logan Glass. He had 4 strikeouts in the game back on Wednesday night. 1-2 is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Hernandez from Hernandez. Count now even at 2-2. It is Hernandez and Hernandez working together. Omar and Ben. That is all the Hernandezes they have on the roster to Columbia. So now there's a righty warming up down the third base line for Columbia. 2-2 cut in the mist for strike 3. Logan Glass strikes out. It is the 4th strikeout of the night for Ben Hernandez. Now 0-1 on the night is Logan. Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman, will dig in. Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. 0-1 with the ground out tonight. His first at-bat coming back in the second inning. Pitch on the way from the righty Hernandez. This one is blooped down the right field line. This will trail foul and end up down near the bullpen. Count will move 0-1. Looks like Benjamin Bailey, who has the night off. Down the first baseline is your first base coach. Sanchez will dig in with a pink arm sleeve on his right arm. 0-1 on the way from Wilbur is up and in. Move it 1-1. James Beard awaiting on deck, center fielder. Sanchez at the plate with a 1-1 count. He cuts on it and misses. 1-2 now. Sanchez from Caracas, Venezuela. They call him La Chispa. Roughly translates the spark. He is indeed a spark. Batting 158, but when he gets on base, he definitely makes his presence felt. 1-2, grounded to short. Making the play over there is Vasquez. He'll fire in time to first for the hop. 6-3, ground out for Wilbur Sanchez. 2 down now for James Beard.
Now batting for Canapolis, the center fielder, number 4, James Beard.
James Beard will dig in. Second time today, he'll step to the plate. First official plate appearance, unless he walks here again. He'll cut on the pitch and foul it back. 0-1. James Beard, fourth round pick, 2019, out of Brookhaven, Mississippi. Atwood waiting on deck. Here's the pitch from Hernandez on the 0-1. Breaking ball a bit away. Now 1-1. Atwood waiting patiently on deck. Hernandez up to now 72 pitches on the ball game so far. Here's the pitch on the way to Beard on the 1-1. This one's swung on and missed. Move it now to a 1-2 count. We'll get you an out-of-town scoreboard look in the bottom of the fourth inning. We're at the top of the fourth. Annapolis leading 3-0 on the Columbia Fireflies. Here's the 1-2. Up and in on Beard. Move it even now 2-2. Beard with a walk in the second inning. 2-2 count. 2 down. Here's the pitch. Bring him up. Got him looking. Called strike 3. Pitch was a bit on the inside corner. It is Ben Hernandez's 5th punch out of the evening here to wrap up the 4th inning. Bottom 4 after a short break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers on top 3-0 in Columbia over the Fireflies here at Sager Park. Be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
ladies and gentlemen, there's romance in the air. Can you feel the love tonight? That crazy little thing called love. Pucker those lips. Let's see you smooch. It's the kiss cam. All right, pressure's on, buddy. No, maybe a nacho share? Just for... There you go. Probably. We'll take it. No, we'll take it. Thank you. Kiss the ears. Or friends. Whoa. There you go. Yeah. Give me a little smooth. Have a kiss cam day. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Aw, that's a heartwarming moment. If I ever saw one. One more, just for good measure. There we go. Awesome. Thanks for participating, everybody. That was the kiss cam. With some nachos and beer mixed in, as always. And leading off with the Fireflies, designated hitter number 11, Carter Jensen.
Carter Jensen lead off bottom of the fourth inning here at Sager Park in Columbia. The Fireflies and the Ballers doing business for the fourth time this week. Carter Jensen cuts on the first pitch of the fourth inning from Dylan Burns, grounds it to second. Wilbur Sanchez makes the play for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out. Just like that, Carter Jensen now 0-2 on the day. Caden Wallace, third baseman, will now dig in, 0-1 on the day. Out of town scoreboard look here from Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. Bottom of the eighth in Lynchburg, the Hillcats lead 4-3 over the Fredericksburg Nationals. Down east with an 8-0 lead on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bottom five in Carolina, the Mudcats lead 6-4 on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Pitch is cut and missed from Caden Wallace, moving to an 0-1 count. Important matchup just about 70 miles to our west here in Columbia over in Augusta. Charleston ahead 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning there. 0-1 just a bit off the plate and away. Move at 1-1 on Caden Wallace. Bottom five in Salem with the Delmarva Shorebirds lead 5-3 over the Salem Red Sox. And here in Columbia, Ballers and Fireflies doing business. Canapolis on top, 3-0. Wallace cuts on the 1-1. He'll lift it high and foul. Moving now to a 1-2 count. No finals yet in the Carolina League tonight. Closest to being complete is in Lynchburg, bottom eight there. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning in Columbia. 1-2, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Caden Wallace is down on strikes. Second strike out of the day for Dylan Burns. He picks up his second punch out of the evening. Guillermo Quintana, first baseman, will dig in. Guillermo Quintana will step to the plate. He reached on a walk in the second inning. He was the first base runner of the night for the Columbia Fireflies, who have just one hit to their name so far. Pitch is fouled off. 0-1 count on Quintana, the first baseman. Guillermo Quintana still looking for his first official plate appearance on the night. Dylan Burns, former USF Bull, on the bump. 0-1. Outside corner with a breaking ball for strike two. Nice pitch from the righty Burns. Ballers on top 3-0. They're still looking for their first win of the week here at Sager Park after they swept Columbia in the final week of the season last year here at this very park. Pitch foul back. Keep it 0-2 on Quintana. Ballers now with a 5-3 record in their franchise history here in Columbia. Two more matchups after tonight's ball game is complete. 0-2, cut in the midst at the plate. He struck him out. Third punch out of the night. Guillermo Quintana is down on strikes for the third out of the fourth inning. We are through four innings here at Sager Park in Columbia. Looks like a new arm on the way for the Columbia Fireflies. Ballers lead 4-3. Headed into the fifth here in Sager Park in Columbia. Be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Come on, y'all.
New arm on the bump for the Columbia Fireflies. 6'2", 230-pound righty from Texas. It is John McMillan, the righty. He'll deliver the first pitch in the top of the fifth inning to Andy Atwood. 0-1 is your count as a fastball hits enough of the zone for home plate umpire Shea Graham's liking. 0-1 is swung on and fouled off. 0-2 now on Andy Atwood. McMillan 0-2, the 7.83 ERA entering tonight's game. He does have two holds to his name. 37 strikeouts in 23 innings pitched. His nickname is the Whammer. Four-seam fastball, slurve, and a changeup. 0-2 is in the dirt and low to Andy Atwood. 1-2, your count. Atwood, Sprinkle, and DJ Gladney do up in the order. 1-2 count on Atwood. Here's the pitch on the way from the righty McMillan. This one is grounded up the middle. Play made by the shortstop Vasquez. He'll fire to first. It is in time for the out. 6-3 ground out for Andy Atwood to lead off the fifth inning. One down now for Jordan Sprinkle. Jordan Sprinkle will get his third at-bat of the night. The Rainmaker, 0-2 on the night. His batting average has dropped now to 105. Hasn't been quite the start to his baller's tenure. And I'm sure Sprinkle wanted. As McMillan on the bump will come set. Pitch on the way in there. 0-1 is your count. McMillan pitched back in the 31st against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 31st of July. One inning, one hit, one run, three strikeouts. 0-1 count. Sprinkle of the dish. Here's the pitch. It is a bit up and in. Now even at 1-1 on Jordan Sprinkle. DJ Gladney waiting patiently on deck. Sprinkle over two, the pop out and a strikeout. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch on the way from McMillan. It is low and away now, 2-1. McMillan from Lufkin, Texas, same hometown as Halen Green. Lefty in the bullpen for the ballers. Sprinkle wiggling the bat over the right shoulder, 2-1 on the way. So it's grounded towards the shortstop, Vasquez, who will come in and make the play. Fire to first in time for out number two. It is a 6-3 putout for the second out of the fifth inning. Two down now for DJ Gladney.
The first baseman, number 25, DJ Gladney.
DJ Gladney will dig in. Nobody on and two down. He was hit by a pitch back in the first inning. He did score a run. He did fly out to center field back in the third as well. Pitch on the way from McMillan is up and in on a fastball. 1-0 your count. Speedometer on the board said 90 miles an hour. Looks a little faster than 90 miles an hour to DJ Gladney nonetheless. 1-0 on the way. Low and away. Move it 2-0 now. Gladney currently on a 9-game hit streak. Now a 13-game on base streak. See if he can extend the hit streak to double digits. So make 10 with a base knock tonight. 2-0 on the way to DJ. Heavy swing and a miss now. 2-1. Glad he had one idea with that ball, and it was to send it into the left field seats here at Sager Park in Columbia. 2-1 count. McMillan's offering on the way. Up and in now. 3-1. Wilfred Veras awaiting on deck. Top five ballers lead 3-0 over your home team in the Columbia Fireflies in tonight's Carolina League matchup. 3-1, two down. Here's the pitch for McMillan. Swing and miss for strike two. Count now runs full. Glad he wanted to go at a fastball. He did have a fastball. However, it was cut out and missed. Full count, two outs. DJ Gladney at the plate looking to extend the hit streak. 3-2. Skips in the dirt and gets by the catcher in Hernandez. That is ball four. DJ Gladney on base for the second time tonight with a walk now. Veras will dig in. One on, two down. Wilfred Veras, 1-2 on the night. Had a single back in the first, a strikeout in the third. Wilfred Veras looking to continue his hot hitting ways. McMillan comes set. Here's the pitch on the way. This one is lifted high in the air to right field. Holly trailing towards the corner and right, moving to his left deep in the corner and ever so slightly in foul ground. He makes the grab for the third out of the fifth inning. Just like that, an F9 in the book for the third out of the fifth inning. Ballers still lead 3-0 on the Columbia Fireflies. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Peaceful Network. Good guys on tap, 3-0.
The Wall Street District, Thermal Technologies, Elliot Davis, Experience Columbia, Palmetto Prefoam, Carolina Business Equipment, KW Beverage, Consolidated Pipe and Supply Company, Prisma Health, Fort Line Waterworks, Murat Brewery, City of Sumter Family Day, Able Kids, Rotary Club of Forest Acres, Isaiah Bryant's Military Reenlistment, Riverbank Zoo and Garden, 609th Air Support Squadron, The Comets, Geography Graduate Students Association, Malden and Jenkins, Thrivent, Graybar, The Flores Team, Jennifer Boland, East Point Academy, Clausen and Scobbs LLC, Mitre Corporation, Health Source Chiropractic, United Rentals, B106, Happy 12th Birthday, Ava Whitler, Happy 15th Anniversary, Victor and Claudia Rojas, and Happy Belated Birthday, Dr. A. Thank you for coming out tonight, folks. And again, it's officially renewal season. Shout out to these current full season and half season ticket members. And leading off for the Fireflies in the bottom of the fifth, it's the shortstop, number two, Daniel Vasquez.
Daniel Vasquez, lead off, bottom of the fifth inning. Kannapolis on top, 3-0 over the Columbia Fireflies. First pitch is a fastball from Dylan Burdens. It is inside. 1-0 is your count. Looks like the rain has stopped here at Sager Park as the Ballers lead 3-0 on the Columbia Fireflies here in the fourth of six matchups on the road for Kannapolis this week. Burdens' pitch is inside. 2-0 is your count. Two up for Columbia in this inning. Vasquez, Holly, and Rodriguez. Bottom of the order for Tony Pena Jr. and the Fireflies as the 2-0 cut on a miss. 2-1 now. Vasquez, first time up, 0-1 with a ground out. David Holly awaiting on deck, reaching on a hit-by-pitch, and then Lisandro Rodriguez. That base knock back in the third. 2-1 on the way is low, now 3-1. Burns still sitting about 50 pitches now on the night. There's a 3-1 count, though, on Vasquez, looking to avoid another base-running fiasco. 3-1 on the way. Low in is ball four. Another walk issued by Dylan Burns, the second one of the night. This time it's Daniel Vasquez reaching base for the first time this evening. One on and nobody out for it, David Holly.
Sitting on up to the plate. It's the right fielder, number 53. David Holly.
David Holly will dig in. 22-year-old Roddy Bat from Hefziba, Georgia. 37th round pick in 2018 by the Kansas City Royals. Holly will get his second at bat by a pitch in that second inning. He'll cut on the first pitch and foul it off. 0-1 count now on Holly. On an overcast, dreary night here at Sager Park in Columbia. Ballers on top, 3-0, looking to get their first win of the week. Pitch on the way from Burns. Good fastball, lower part of the zone, now 0-2. Dylan Burns working the fastball in there, finding a nice little way with the fastball. Good control for sure. 0-2 count, nobody out. Here's the pitch. This one's grounded up the middle. Sanchez moves to his right, has trouble fielding, and we'll see the scorer's call over in the other room. Nonetheless, now David Holly on base for the second time tonight. Vasquez at second, so now two on and nobody out for the nine-hole man in Lisandro Rodriguez. It will be charged an error on Wilmer Sanchez. Lisandro Rodriguez will dig in. It'll go down as a E4. Wilmer Sanchez has second base tonight. So now two on, nobody out for the switch hitting bat of Lisandro Rodriguez. One for one today with a single. Showing bunny pulls it back, pitch up and away. Now 1-0. No arms warming for Kannapolis down the line. 1-0 count on Rodriguez, batting .278 on the year. He does have five hits, only recently added to Columbia's roster. 1-0 on the way from Burns. Heavy swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Moving even now at 1-1. One count. Burns at the bump for Kannapolis. This is his first start in the Carolina League. So far, so good. Four shutout innings, three strikeouts. He has done well. Pitch on the way. Showing bunny gets it down. However, ball will sail foul. Moves it now to a 1-2 count. 57 pitches now for Dylan Burns. Former USF Bull out of the American Athletic Conference. 1-1. Moves 1-2. This one's lifted high and foul. Another one coming to 1-2 on Rodriguez. Top of the order, Gene Ramirez due up. He is awaiting on deck. Bottom of the fifth. Ballers lead 3-0 on the Columbia Fireflies here at Seger Park. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on kcballers.com. MILB first pitch app. Dan Helody bringing you all the action. 1-2 on the way. This one is lifted in the air, right field, trailing towards the corner. Looking up is Burke, and that ball's off the top of the wall. Rounding third and headed home out there is Vasquez. Stopping at third is going to be David Holly. First run of the ball game for the Columbia Fireflies. It's an RBI double from Lisandro Rodriguez. It does produce the one run. It's Vasquez. Holly's at third. So now runners at second and third. Still nobody out. And now it's a 3-1 ball game in favor of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Now John Eli is going to come out and have a chat. Looks like it'll be a mound visit and route for Dylan Burns. No arms warming for the ballers down the line. But now the ballers find themselves with a narrower lead at 3-1. Getting just two hits on the night for Columbia. Kannapolis with three runs on three hits. That error comes back to bite Dylan Burns, though. It's now due up top of the order. It's Gene Ramirez. Gene Ramirez will dig in 0 for 2 on the night. Pesky leadoff bat for the Columbia Fireflies. Burns now in some trouble. Nobody down, two in scoring position. Here's the pitch on the way. This one is grounded weakly down the first baseline. Foul. 0-1 is your count. As it looks like Fronder Veras is getting up and getting loose down there. Big tall righty for Kannapolis. 0-1 count on Ramirez. Here's the pitch from Burns. Gets the bunt down. Runner's going to move up. Burns has to hurry. He fires it to first in time for the out. But it is a sack bunt, and it scores another run. Gene Ramirez out on a 1-3 putout for the first out of the inning. But Holly does score, and it is now a 3-2. Kannapolis. Lisandro Rodriguez moves to third. So tying run is at third base. Go-ahead run coming to the plate. It is Omar Hernandez.
Number 12, Omar Hernandez
will dig in at the walk-off hit the other night. as Dylan Burns just looking to get through these five innings of work. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball is a bit low, moving 1-0 on Omar. Kevin Cross, center fielder, waiting on deck. We know what kind of a dangerous bat he can be. 1-0 on the way from Burns. This one is grounded foul down the left field line. Even now, 1-1. Omar Hernandez tonight, 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. 1-1 on the way from Burns. Fastball outside, corner, good pitch. Now 1-2. Barring a shallow fly ball, the ballers get back into the infield quickly. This is a very dangerous spot. 1-2, breaking ball just a bit off the plate now, even at 2-2. Two count, one down. Burns will come set. Here's the pitch. This one is grounded towards the third baseman, Veras. He's going to go home. Throw goes wild at home. Scoring on the play will be the runner in Rodriguez. Advancing to second will be Omar Hernandez. And now this ball game is tied. It'll be a throwing error from Wilfred Veras as that ball pulled Colby Smelly well off the bag at home. So Rodriguez scores, and ending up at second will be Omar Hernandez. It will be a fielder's choice, but the error does allow the runner to score as well. And now Gavin Cross is going to dig in. Runner on second is the go-ahead run with just one down in the inning still. And it will be a fielder's choice and a E5 from Wilfred Veras with the wild throw over at third. Cross will dig in 0-2. Burns with a long look at second for Omar Hernandez. Pitch on the way. This one is lifted in the air. Right center field on a line. That'll drop and be trouble. Rounding third, headed home is Hernandez. Cross is on his horse, headed for second. He's going to try for three. Relay throw comes in from the outfield, and there will be no throw. Gavin Cross, RBI triple, and now the Fireflies have stormed back all the way and take a 4-3 lead here at Steger Park in Columbia. Well, just like that, the ballers get into some trouble, allowing a couple of pace runners on with a walk and an error. And then another error comes back to bite them. It's Gavin Cross. Tallies an RBI triple. Fireflies now lead 4-3. Carter Jensen will dig in, runner on third, and still just one down in the inning. Fronder Veras getting loose out there. Pitch on the way. Inside a corner on Carter Jensen, 0-1 your count. Jensen 0-2 today, a fly out and a ground out. One on the way. This one is grounded through in a center for a base knock, and it'll be another run crossing the plate. Gavin Cross will score. Carter Jensen, RBI single, and the Fireflies keep the party going. Here at Steger Park in the fifth inning, they've tallied five runs against Dylan Burns and the Ballers. 5-3 now your score in favor of Columbia. Caden Wallace, third baseman, will dig in. Caden Wallace will get his third at-bat of the day. He's 0-2, the ground out and a strikeout. As Columbia has exploded for five runs here in the inning. Pitch on the way from Burns. It is a bit inside, 1-0 your count. Columbia has only picked up two hits here in this half inning. Five runs on two hits. Two errors as well from the Ballers' defense. Just the one walk from Dylan Burns here in this inning. 1-0 grounded back up the middle, and Burns makes the play. Has to hurry to second for one, on to first, and it's a 1-4-3 double play. Good heads-up word from Dylan Burns. He initially was just going to lackadaisically throw over to first, but he threw to second and got the double play ball. It is a 1-4-3 double play. Caden Wallace completes the inning with the double play here in the fifth. But damage is for certain done as Columbia gets five runs in the inning. It is now a 5-3 game in favor of the Fireflies. Fireflies. Top six after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network.
So the point of this is, within 45 seconds, we are going to count it down. Whoever has both feet in that ring at the end of the time is going to be our winner. So cheer them on, everybody. On your mark. Get set. Go. Here we go with the John Mobley Law Firm Football Battle. King of the Ring style. There we go. Little Nicky laying out some punishment. Chucky going down here. All right, who do we have next? Coming at him, Chucky taking a beating out here. Who will it be as we come down to the end of the time here? We got about 15 seconds left. All right, cheering on, everybody. Who will be king of the ring? It looks like they're just looking to dish out some punishment right now. Oh, no. Here we go. We got the Leprechaun in there. Chucky taking another ball. Little Nicky's going to take the hoop with him. All right, we got 10 seconds left. It's anybody's race right now. Here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And our winner, I believe, at the last second, we've got Big Dave, our winner in the Buffalo Battle, brought to you by John Mobley Law Firm.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Now on the mound for the Fireflies, the number 28, Wander Arias. Also, if you're injured, get the John Mobley Law Firm to attack your case by calling 833-JOHN-CAN. Get the money you deserve. And thank you for enjoying our Bubble Ball Battle. Leading off for Kannapolis in the top of the sixth inning, it's the catcher, number 17, Colby Smelling.
First pitch of the top of the sixth inning will be delivered from a new arm on the bump for the Columbia Fireflies. It's Wander Arias, the righty, 6'4". Pitch is inside. 1-0 is your count. 1-0 on the way from Arias. A big swing and a miss from Colby Smelly. Moving now to a 1-1 count. Arias, 6'4", 230-pound righty, 22 years of age, from Sabana Grande de Palenque, Dominican Republic. As the 1-1 is counted a miss by Colby Smelly, moving now to a 1-2 count. Wander Arias in the ball game, 2-5 with a 5.48 ERA on the year. 67 in the third innings pitched. He has a 60 strikeouts, does Wander Arias. 1-2 is a bit low and in the dirt, blocked out by the catcher Hernandez. Moving now to a 2-2 count. Arias has spent all year with Columbia this year. It's a 2-2 grounded foul by Smelly. He did have two appearances in the series against Kannapolis in late July at Atrium Health Ballpark. And a really rough go back in the 31st. Inning in 2/3, 6 runs on 5 hits. 2-2 on the way. A little blooper towards the second baseman in none other than Rodriguez. He'll make the play and fire to first in time for the out. It is a 4-3 ground out. 4 out number 1, Jacob Berg, right fielder, will dig in. Wander Arias had a bit of a rough go in Kannapolis last time out. 4 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts in his first outing against the Ballers on the 26th of July. And then the 31st against the Ballers. Inning in 2/3, 6 runs on 5 hits, 2 homers, 2 hit batters. No walks, no strikeouts. Pitch is up and in, now 1-0 on it. Jacob Burke, former Miami Hurricane. Burke 1-for-2 in the night with a triple and a flyout. 1-0 on the way. This one is grounded up the middle. Might be tough. Play for the shortstop. Vasquez throws over, and it is in time. Close play over at first. We want to play it short by Daniel Vasquez. It is a 6-3 ground out. Jacob Burke is the second out of the inning. Logan Glass, left fielder, will now dig in. Logan Glass, the Mustang, Oklahoma native, 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. He also had a walk back in the second inning. Pitch on the way. This one is lifted in the air, right field towards the corner. After it is Holly. He's not going to get there in time. Heck, nobody will get there in time. It'll fall in foul ground. 0-1 is your count. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Logan Glass, the left fielder, at the plate with his third plate appearance of the day. 0-1 on the way. Inside corner for strike two, moving out to an 0-2 count. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck, 0-2 to Glass. In the dirt, blocked out by the catcher, Hernandez. Count moves 1-2. Wander Arias pitched once last week against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, no walks, and a 7 punch outs in 5 innings. Over in Myrtle Beach. 1-2 fouled off by Glass. Now we'll keep it at 1-2. Do it again. Glass with 4 homers on the year, 9 RBI. 3 of those 4 homers coming all in this second half of action. 1-2 on the way. This one is lifted in the air into left center field. Backing up is Ramirez, and Gavin Cross moves over. He'll camp under it in left center field and make the grab for the out. It'll be a F8 in the book for Logan Glass for the third out of the sixth inning. Well, bottom six headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Fireflies lead 5-3 here at Sager Park in Columbia.
On the first base sideline, and with the red ribbons, we have Chasen on the third base sideline. When the music starts, we'll begin the performance, and you, the fans, will be the judge on who did best, so pay attention. Let's see what you got, fellas.
New arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It is 6-foot, 585-pound, 23-year-old from Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. It is Frander Veras delivering the first pitch fastball in there at 94 miles an hour to Guillermo Quintana. 0-1 is your count. Frander Veras in the ball game here in the bottom of the sixth in relief of Dylan Burns. Pitch is low and inside. 1-1 is your count on Guillermo Quintana. Night is done on the bump for Dylan Burns. 5 innings, 4 hits, 5 runs, 1 earned as the 1-1 grounded to second. Wilbur Sanchez makes the play, fires to first in time for the out. It'll go down as a 4-3 for Guillermo Quintana. We'll send Daniel Vasquez to the plate, nobody on, and 1 down. Veras, 1-2, the 7.36 ERA, 18 in the third innings pitch, 19 strikeouts, 14 walks. Opponents batting just 206 against Frander Veras. Pitch on the way from the righty. A bit up and in. Move it now to a 1-0 count on Vasquez. Veras pitched back on the 12th against the Salem Red Sox at a bit of a rough go. 4 runs on 2 hits, 3 walks. 1-0 on the way. This one's lifted high and foul by Vasquez. Even now at 1-1. This is Frander Veras' first time facing off against the Columbia Fireflies, at least this year. Righties are struggling against him, batting just 109, but lefties are crushing him, batting 440. 1-1 on the way from Veras, a bit low and off the plate and away. Move it to a 2-1 count on Daniel Vasquez. David Holly awaiting on deck. Bottom six, Fireflies lead 5-3 here at Segra Park. 2-1 is a bit low and away. Moving now 3-1 on Daniel Vasquez. Vera spent some time on the injured list this year. However, is back active out of the bullpen for Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 3-1 on the way. This one is lifted in the air right field after his Burke down in the corner. He will not get there, but the ball will land foul. It will move down to a full count on Daniel Vasquez. Jacob Burke not able to get there in time. Vasquez will come back up with a full count. One down in the inning. Bottom six here at Segra Park. Fourth matchup on the week here in Columbia for these two sides. Veras will come set. Here is the full count offering. Just a bit low on a breaking ball. Ball four. Vasquez will take a walk over to first base. It is a free pass issued. David Holly will now get a turn to the plate. David Holly. Holly reaching on an error in the second baseman in Wilbur Sanchez. Also hit by a pitch, scoring a run as well. Veras will come set of the bump. First pitch on the way. This one is cut on and fouled off by Holly. 0-1 is your count. Hit by a pitch in the third, an error in the fifth, allowing Holly to reach base twice tonight. Oh-1 count. Here's a pitch from Veras. Just a bit inside. Moving now to a 1-1 count. One count, just the one down. Bottom six, ballers trailing 5-3. Quick check on the runner at first is not in time. Fronder Veras on the bump in relief of Burns. Five runs, just one of those are earned, though. Two walks, three punch-outs for the former USF Bull. 1-1 count, pitch on the way, runner going. This one's cut on and lifted in the air right field. That'll trail foul. 1-2 now the count on David Holly. Holly, a 37th round pick in 2018 by the Kansas City Royals. 22-year-old righty bat. One, two count, one out. Holly batting 239 on the year, 16 hits on the season as he'll court the 1-2 into right center field. That's going to be trouble. That's going to drop and roll all the way to the wall deep in the corner. Turning third and headed home on the play is Vasquez. Holly on his horse headed for third. Relay throw comes in. It's not going to be in time. It's another triple. This time it is David Holly with an RBI triple. And Columbia takes the lead now 6-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Well, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand quick. Fireflies have now put up six runs in the last four outs of baseball. Lisandro Rodriguez will dig in.
And batting for the Fireflies, second baseman, number four, Lisandro
Rodriguez is two for two tonight with a single and a double. He's got a runner on third base and just the one down infield playing in for Kannapolis. Pitch on the way. Been off the plate and away. Move it now to a 1-0 count. Attendance tonight, 25-14. 2,514 Firefly fans packing Segra Park tonight. 1-0 is cut on and missed. 1-1 your count on Lisandro Rodriguez. Gene Ramirez awaiting on deck. 1-1 count, one down. Veras will wiggle on the bump, deliver the 1-1. This one's fouled off by Rodriguez. He'll stay alive at the plate. Do it again at 1-2. Again, we'll be back in action tomorrow night. 6:05 scheduled first pitch here at Segra Park. You're in a Saturday night matchup. And then Sunday, 5:05. Hunter Dallander gets the start tomorrow. Jared Kelly on Sunday. We'll have Kelly Day. here at Segra Park. 1-2, a bit of 0 and away now, 2-2. Highly anticipated matchup, Jared Kelly against the Columbia Fireflies. His last time, Kelly faced off against the Fireflies. Oh, my. Produced his best start of his career. 5 shutout innings, just 1 hit, and 8 strikeouts. He actually earned Carolina League Pitcher of the Week that week. After that amazing start against the Columbia Fireflies back on the 31st. 2-2. Low and inside. He gets by the batter in Rodriguez. Colby Smelly retreats. They're going to say, was it a hit-by-pitch? They're going to say it was a hit-by-pitch. Rodriguez will take first base. So now runners on the corners. And one down top of the order, and Gene Ramirez due up. So another hit-by-pitch. Ramirez will now dig in. Runners on the corners and one down. It'll prompt a mound visit from John Eli. Well, the Ballers had an early lead. 3-0 after this, the one inning of action. But since that, it's really gone haywire. Columbia picking up 6 runs, and there's the last 4 outs of baseball on offense here in the 5th and 6th. As Eli will come out in a chat with Veras and Colby Smelly. Ramirez will dig in 0-for-3 on the day with a couple of ground outs. He did have that sacrifice ground out in the 5th inning to get another run across the plate. Ramirez will dig in the lefty bat, slightly open stance. Veras' pitch on the way, runner going. This one is lifted in the air, high and deep right field. Backing up is Burke. He looks up and it's out of here. Just like that, 3-run shot for Gene Ramirez, and this ballgame is blown wide open. 9-3 your score in favor of the home team Columbia Fireflies here at Segra Park. For Gene Ramirez, it's his 3rd homer on the year. Holly scores, Rodriguez scores, 9-3 your score in favor of the home team Columbia Fireflies. Well, the Ballers really needed to pick up a couple of wins this week if they had any hopes of staying alive in the Carolina League South Division race. However, now shaping up to be quite a miserable week down here in Columbia, picking up 3 losses to begin the series, and now in game number 4, they find themselves trailing big time, 9-3. Hernandez will dig in, first pitch on the way, low and away from Veras, 1-0 your count. Omar Hernandez has been an eventful night for him. He's 0-for-2, had a fielder's choice as well in the 5th inning. 0-for-3 with a strikeout and a run scored. Veras is 1-0 in the dirt, blocked by Smelly, now 2-0. Ballers have kind of fallen apart as of late. They had a really good start to the second half of action, and everything has really kind of, again, crumbled for Kannapolis as of late. They've lost 3 straight. They're 2-8 in their last 10 matchups. 2-0 on the way from Fronder. This one is sharply grounded, just foul down the third baseline. Move it to a 2-1 count on Omar Hernandez. Kannapolis now at 22-23 in the second half of action. Falling below 500 for the first time in quite a while. 2-1 on the way. Just a bit low and away to Omar Hernandez. Now 3-1. Gavin Cross waiting on deck. RBI triple in the 5th inning. As there is another arm warming for Kannapolis down the line. Looks like Tyson Messer getting loose down there. 3-1 on the way from Fronder. This one is fouled off. Lifted high and foul. Lands on the roof here at Segra Park in Columbia. Count runs full on Hernandez, the catcher. Hernandez 0-for-3, batting .225 on the year. He does have the 1 homer, 24 RBI. Hernandez's only homer coming to the Atriumelf Ballpark earlier this year. Full count, 1 down. Here's the pitch on the way from Fronder. This one is grounded sharply up the middle. Sprinkle moves to his left. Nice play. Fires the first. That ball is in time. Nice play. It's short by Jordan Sprinkle. 6-3 ground out. 2 down now for Gavin Cross. That ball was hit pretty hard from Omar Hernandez. Jordan Sprinkle using his quickness to play up the middle a little bit. moves out there, makes the play. Now Gavin Cross will dig in, and that is the end of the night, it looks like, for Fronder Veras, as Guillermo Quiroz will come out and have a chat. New arm on the way. Looks like it'll be Tyson Messer. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Messer on the way. Fireflies lead 9-3 near the bottom of the sixth inning. Tyson Messer, new arm with a bump for Kannapolis. 6 foot, 215-pound, 25-year-old, ninth round pick in 2019 out of Campbell. Former Fighting Campbell is Tyson Messer. Pitch is low and inside to Gavin Cross. 1-0 is your count. Gavin Cross will dig in. Nobody on, two down. Fireflies lead 9-3. They put up 5 runs in the fifth, 4 here in the sixth. 1-0 on the way from Messer. Inside corner for strike one. Good pitch. Two-pitch mix guy. It's all he needs. Fastball and slider for Tyson Messer. He is a 5-4, the 7.64 ERA. 1-1 on the way. This one is popped up a mile high, and that will trail foul. Count will move 1-2 now on Gavin Cross. Messer appeared back on the 16th a couple of nights ago. One inning, 2 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, and a strikeout. On the year, 17 2/3 innings pitched, 16 strikeouts, 19 walks. He's allowed 16 runs as well. 1-2, chop back towards the mound. Messer will make the play and fire to first in time for the out. It'll be a 1-3 ground out for Gavin Cross. He is now 1-4 on the night with that RBI triple in the fifth. We are 2/3 of the way home. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Top 7, we return here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Fireflies up 9-3. Wilbur Sanchez leading off top of the seventh inning. We are in the back third of action here at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. Ballers trailing 9-3 here in this ballgame. Sanchez's first pitch from Arias is a bit inside. 1-0 is your count. Arias back out for his second inning of action here in this top of the seventh inning. 1-0 to Sanchez. Check swing. He goes around. 1-1 now is your count. Ballers and Fireflies doing business for the fourth time this week. 1-1 on the way. Weak grounder past Arias to the second baseman Rodriguez. Has to hurry. He'll make the play. Fire to first in time. Four out at number one. It's a 4-3 ground out. Wilbur Sanchez is the first out. James Beard will now dig in. James Beard will dig in. He is 0-1 tonight with a strikeout and a walk. James Beard batting just 162 now on the year. On base percentage is dipped below 300. Pitch is fouled off. 0-1 is your count. Name of the game is speed for James Beard, but if he's not getting on base, the only way you can really show off your speed is on defense. 0-1 on the way from Arias. This one's fouled off. Another one coming at 0-2 on James Beard. Top of the order, Andy Atwood awaiting on deck. 9-3 your score, Columbia on top over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 0-2 on the way. Swing and missed for strike three. In the dirt, Hernandez makes the grab, and that is another strikeout for the Columbia Fireflies. Arias picks up his first one of the night. Top of the order, and Andy Atwood due up.
It's the designated hitter, number 12, Andy Atwood.
A couple other games going on, of course, in the Carolina League tonight. Get a look at the out-of-town scores as we get a moment. Bottom eight, down east up 10-2 on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Pitch is a bit low to Andy Atwood. 1-0 is your count. Carolina on top 9-5 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Bottom of the eighth inning there. Bottom eight, the Green Jackets leading the Charleston Riverdogs now 4-2. As the 1-0 is low now at 2-0 on Andy Atwood. With a Charleston loss and a Columbia win tonight, it would push the Fireflies to within a game and a half of the lead. Pitches in there, 2-1 now to Atwood. Delmarva leads in Salem, 6-3, bottom nine there. 2-1 on the way, fastball in there now, even at 2-2. We do have some finals to report as well. Looks like just the one final. Lynchburg wins 4-3 as pitch is on the inside corner. Ring him up, got him looking. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Wander Arias, and that will send us into the bottom half of the seventh inning. We'll stretch it here at Sager Park. Fireflies lead 9-3 over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Take me out to the ball game. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. So let's root, root, root for the Fireflies. For it's one! Awesome! Great job, guys! We can play karaoke together any night. And now, direct your attention to the video board for tonight's Shark of the Game, presented by the John Mobley Law Firm. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's Shark of the Game, Lisandro Martinez. Lisandro Rodriguez, tonight 2-for-2, at the dish, 2 hits, a run scored in an RBI, and still more ball game left to play. If you're injured, get the John Mobley Law Firm to attack your case by calling 833-JOHN-CAN. Get the money you deserve again. Tonight's Shark of the Game, Lisandro Rodriguez. And ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, please. Taking the mound for Kannapolis to start the bottom of the seventh. Number 11, Tristan Stivers. That's number 11, Tristan Stivers. The plate for the Fireflies. It's the designated hitter, number 11, Carter Jackson.
Carter Jensen will dig in. Bottom seven. New arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the first pitch is in there. 0-1 is your count. Riley, 6'4", 220-pound, 23-year-old, 16th-round pick here in 2022 out of Corpus Christi, Texas. Former Texas State Bobcat. It's Tristan Stivers as the pitch is swung and missed. 0-2 is your count. Tristan Stivers is the fourth arm used tonight by the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Low and inside to Carter Jensen on a breaking ball. 1-2 is your count. It'll be a Jensen, a Caden Wallace, and Guillermo Quintana due up. Bottom seven, Fireflies lead 9-3 here at Sega Park in Columbia, South Carolina. 1-2 count on the way. Jensen at the plate. Here's the pitch from Stivers. This one is fouled off. Another one coming at 1-2. Carter Jensen is 1-4-3 on the night. Pitch is on the way for Carter Jensen. 1-2 count on the way. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Smelly. Now 2-2 your count. Wallace is awaiting on deck here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Stivers on the way, 2-2. This one is lifted in the air, left center field. After it is glass, he'll camp under it. And after moving to his left and make the grab in left center, four out at number one. F7 in the book for the first out. Caden Wallace, third baseman, will dig in. Caden Wallace will dig in, 0-3 on the night, a strikeout in the fourth inning. Ground out of the second, a ground out of the fifth as well. Wallace will dig in. Here's the pitch on the way. It is inside and up and in. 1-0 is your count on Wallace. Stivers has pitched once already this week back on the 16th. A clean inning of work, two walks and a strikeout. He did not allow any hits or runs, though. 1-0 count, one down. Caden Wallace, former Arkansas Razorback, second-round pick, I should say, here in 2022. By the Kansas City Royals. 1-0 is a bit off the plate. Now 2-0 on Caden Wallace. 0-3 today. Grounded into a double play back in the fifth inning. Had a strikeout as well. Guillermo Quintana is awaiting on deck. 2-0 is just a bit upstairs. Now 3-0. Both of Stivers' walks came against lefties back on Tuesday night. That one strikeout coming against a righty bat. 3-0 on the way from Stivers is on the inside corner, breaking ball. 3-1 your count. 3-1 count, one down. Caden Wallace at the plate. Pitch is on the way. Just a bit low ball four. First base runner of the seventh inning is had. It is Caden Wallace. So now one on and one down for Guillermo Quintana. Wallace reaches base for the first time tonight here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Stivers already the fourth arm used tonight by Kannapolis. Burns was able to go a decent amount of action, going about 3 2/3. Pitch is off the plate to Quintana, 1-0 your count. Burns goes 5 innings. Veras goes just 2/3 of an inning. Messer goes 1/3 of emergency relief. And then Stivers, so far through a third of an inning, he's got a runner on and a 1-0 count on Quintana. 1-0 up and in now, 2-0. He's lost his way with Wallace and now Quintana. That is easily four straight balls off the arm of Tristan Stivers. 16th round pick in 2022, former Texas State Bobcat. 2-0 is lifted in the air as a pop-up in foul ground, and Colby Smelly won't be able to get there. It'll land in the seating bowl, heads up down there. 2-1 count now on Guillermo Quintana. David Vasquez awaiting on deck. Daniel Vasquez, I should say, awaiting on deck, the righty bat. 2-1 count, one down, bottom seven. Fireflies lead 9-3 over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Stivers will come set, 2-1, will be on the way. Breaking ball in there, called strike two, now even at 2-2 on Guillermo Quintana. Quintana tonight, a walk, strikeout, and a ground out. for Guillermo Quintana. As he'll cut on the pitch and a loop it over the third baseman, Veras is heading to left field. That's going to be trouble. Headed for third on the play is Caden Wallace. He'll get there safely. It is a double off the bat of Guillermo Quintana. So now all of a sudden, two in scoring position and one down for Daniel Vasquez.
The one next for the Fireflies, it's a shortstop, number two, Daniel Vasquez.
Vasquez will dig in, two on, one down. Tonight over one, he's got two walks, two runs scored as well. 4-3 ground out in the second inning. He'll cut on the first pitch and foul it off. 0-1 is your count. On deck awaiting is David Holly. Fireflies with nine runs on seven hits. 0-1 count, one down. Stivers at the bump for Kannapolis. 0-1 in the way. Breaking ball low and away. Now 1-1 on Vasquez. Stivers struggling to find the strike zone. Working a lot of breaking balls. Nobody biting from the Columbia Fireflies rotation here. The lineup card for Tony Pena Jr. 1-1 in the way. Heavy swing and a miss. Now 1-2. Looks like the 6'8" Roddy Liam Jenkins is warming up out there. 1-2 count, one out. David Holly awaiting on deck. 1-2 count, Stivers, deep breath, here's the pitch. Swing and missed at the plate, he struck him out. Daniel Vasquez down on strikes, four out at number two of the seventh inning. That'll send things to David Holly with two on and two down. Stivers picks up his second strikeout as a Kannapolis Cannonballer, his first one tonight. David Holly will now dig in. He has reached base in every single at-bat tonight. One for two with a triple, an error, a hit-by pitch, an RBI, two runs. He's had quite the night here against his Kannapolis Cannonballers pitching staff. Pitch on the way from Stivers. Breaking ball in there, lower and outside part of the plate. 0-1 your count. Two down. Stivers will take a look and pitch on the way. Heavy swing and miss, now 0-2. Waiting on deck is Lizardo Rodriguez. Lizandro Rodriguez, what a night he's had. A single, a double, and a hit-by-pitch. Holly has had almost equally as eventful a night. 1-2 for the night. No, count 1-2. 0-2 was up and in. 1-2 in the Roddy bat, David Holly. Eight-hole man in the order for Columbia. Stivers up to 23 pitches already here in this seventh inning of action. We'll take a long look at third. 1-2 on the way. Swing and missed at the plate. He struck him out. It's a curveball from Tristan Stivers, and he gets out of the seventh inning unscathed despite a walk and a double. Stivers picks up back-to-back strikeouts of Vasquez and Holly, and that will conclude seven innings of action here at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. Top eight when we return. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Mason picked up his groceries that he ordered online using Lowe's Foods to go. All those groceries have been delivered to the first base dugouts. Let's head it down to Austin and see what Mason picked up at Lowe's.
That's right, guys. Mason's been shopping this week at Lowe's Foods, so we've got the Lowe's Foods What's in the Bag. I've got my friend Pamela here. She's going to be choosing between bag one, two, and three, but she needs your guys' help, all right? Pamela, do you want to choose bag number one, bag number two, or bag number three? What do you think? She says number three. Mason, what do we got? All right, looks like we got some popcorn. Do you want to keep your bag, or do you want to get a second chance? All right, she wants a second chance. She's going to... You didn't want it, Mason. All right, Pamela, you want one or two?
picks, number one, what do we got? Oh, rubber picks, Mason. Thanks for playing the low screws. What's in the bag, Pamela? Better luck next time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, leading off for Kannapolis in the top of the eighth inning. It's the shortstop, number six, Jordan Sprinkle.
Jordan Sprinkle lead it off top of the eighth inning. Arias back out of the bump. Sprinkle will cut on the first pitch and bloop it into right field. Right at the right fielder, David Holly. He'll make the grab for out number one. Jordan Sprinkle, just like that, one pitch, one out. First out of the eighth inning is Had. That'll send things to DJ Gladney.
For the Cannonballers, the first baseman, number 25, DJ Gladney.
Gladney will dig in. He has reached base twice tonight. Pitch is inside from Arias. 1-0 is your count. Gladney 0-for-1. Flew out, a hit-by pitch, a walk, and a run scored. He's had a bit of an eventful night at the plate. Pitch is in there on the 1-0. 1-1 now your count on DJ Gladney. Working quickly is Arias. 1-1 heavy. Swing and a miss now. 1-2. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. This one is towered high and deep into right field towards the corner. After it is Holly. He's going to run out of room, though. It will stay in the field of play, but it lands foul. Count will stay put at 1-2 on DJ Gladney. Wilfred Veras awaiting on deck. Sprinkle, Gladney, Veras, the three due up. Fireflies lead 9-3 here at Sager Park. This would be Columbia's fourth victory in a row against Kannapolis. 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. DJ Gladney strikes out for the first time tonight. Two quick outs now in the eighth inning. Ballers have four outs to work with, and they trail by six runs. Wilfred Veras will dig in. 1-for-3 now on the night.
Due up next for Kannapolis, the third baseman, number 7, Wilfred Veras.
Pitch on the way. Fastball in there. 0-1 your count. Pitch on the way from Arias. Breaking ball outside. 1-1 now your count. Veras reaching on a single in the first. A strikeout in the third. A fly out in the fifth inning. Pitch is fouled off. Another one coming at 1-2. Colby Smelly awaiting on deck. Pitch is fouled off, 1-2, and another one coming at 1-2. Veras, 1-for-3 tonight. That single in the first, strikeout and a flyout as well. Wilfred Veras, the cousin of now suspended San Diego Padres shortstop, Fernando Tatis Jr. 1-2 on the way upstairs from Arias, now even at 2-2. 90-mile-an-hour fastball from Arias. This is his third inning of action. He's got three strikeouts, including one this inning of DJ Gladney. 2-2 count, two down top, eight, here's the pitch. Flown away now, count runs full on Wilfred Veras. Full count, two down. Veras looking the bat over the right shoulder, 3-2. This one is towered high and foul. We'll keep it at 3-2 and do it again. Arias is 3-2. This one is lifted high and foul. Basically same spot. Veras staying alive at the plate. Another one coming at 3-2. This will be the ninth pitch of the at-bat. Wilfred Veras fighting at the plate against Arias. Full count offering. This one's fouled off. Pitch number 10 of the at-bat on the way. Arias wasting no time. He's working so quickly out there on the bump. Wasting no time for the Columbia Fireflies. Full count, two down, here's the pitch. Swing and missed for strike three. Arias blows a 90-mile-an-hour fastball by Wilfred Veras for the third out of the eighth inning. Well, just like that, Ballers down to their final three outs, but they'll have to pitch to Columbia one more time. Bottom eight after a short break on the Ballers. Baseball Network, 9-3 your score, Columbia up.
entertainment and lodging. No parking fees, no worries, and only $1 to a fantastic deal. Learn more at PetsAcomet.org. The organization of the game is Thrivent. Thrivent is a proud partner of Harvest Home Food Bank. Did you know that 1 in 7 children may not know where their next meal is coming from? No child should have to go to bed hungry. Harvest Home Food Bank is here to help, but they need you too. Text Let's Slow to 44321. That's Let's Slow to 44321 to donate or sign up to volunteer right from your seat. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can stop by the Mason Yard Team Store and check out latest 2022 merchandise. Team Store has t-shirts, hats, outerwear, and much, much more that are fit for any occasion. Reminder that, like the rest of Central Park, the Mason Yard Team Store is cashless. All major credit cards are accepted. Head over to Mason Yard and see what we have in store for you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Crowd Noise Cam. Get up and get loud, support your fireflies! Let's make some noise! Got pitching for Papyrus. Number 35, Liam Jenkins. Number 35, Liam Jenkins.
Lisandro Rodriguez, lead off bottom of the eighth inning here in Columbia. Segra Park, Fireflies lead 9-3. Liam Jenkins, a new arm on the bump for the Ballers, the fifth one they've used tonight. Pitch is fouled off by Rodriguez. They're going to say, actually, that pitch was well upstairs. 1-0 your count. Lisandro Rodriguez, Gina Ramirez, Omar Hernandez due up. 1-0 count, Liam Jenkins awaiting on the bump for a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch on the way. 6-8 Ronnie delivers it. It's just a bit off the plate. 2-0 your count. Liam Jenkins, 6'8", 225-pound, 25-year-old. Mokena, Illinois product, former University of Louisville Cardinal is Liam Jenkins, former farmhand of the Cleveland Guardians, acquired as a free agent by the White Sox here in 2022. 2-0 on the way, a bit low and away from Jenkins, now 3-0 on Rodriguez. Rodriguez tonight, he's had a single, a double, and a hit by pitch. Gets his fourth at-bat of the night here in this eighth inning. Columbia up 9-3. Pitch from Jenkins is inside. It's a four-pitch walk to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning. Just like that, Jenkins has a base runner to deal with. Top of the order, Gene Ramirez. Liam Jenkins entering tonight 2-0 with a 3.47 ERA. 23 and a third innings pitched. 27 strikeouts, now 23 walks. Opponents are batting 235 against Liam Jenkins. He has not pitched since the 14th against the Salem Red Sox. This is the first time Liam Jenkins has pitched in about 5 days. Pitch on the way to Ramirez in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Smelly. 1-0 is your count on Gene Ramirez. Ramirez, the home run back in the sixth inning, a three-run shot. Giving Columbia a bigger lead, 9-3 is your score here at Segra Park. This would be the fourth victory in a row for Columbia, barring a Ballers ninth inning comeback. 1-0 on the way from Liam Jenkins. Fastball right down Broadway, 1-1 now your count. Gene Ramirez, the lefty bat from Mao, Dominican Republic, international free agent signee in 2018. By the Kansas City Royals. Batted 208 last year between the Arizona Complex League and the Columbia Fireflies. He's done much better this year. 1-1 outside, 2-1 your count. This year batting 285, 51 hits, 3 homers, 14 RBI. Lefty bat is Gene Ramirez. Pesky bat in the order for Tony Pena Jr. and the Columbia Fireflies. 2-1 is foul tipped in the mid of Colby Smelly. Even now at 2-2. Omar Hernandez awaiting on deck. 2-2 count, nobody out. Gene Ramirez at the plate. Liam Jenkins will come set. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away. Now count runs full on Gene Ramirez. Ramirez, other than that home run, nothing really to note. A couple of ground outs. He did have that sacrifice bunt back in the fifth inning. Jenkins, a big tall righty with a full count on Gene Ramirez. Pitch on the way. Low and inside, ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Liam Jenkins. First, it's Lisandro Rodriguez. Now it's Gene Ramirez. Runners on second and first. Still nobody out for Omar Hernandez. Just like that, two on, nobody out. No arms warming for Kannapolis. Looks like Rigo Fernandez has gotten up and is kind of stirring out there. However, Smelly goes to chat with Liam Jenkins. Fireflies could add even more insurance runs here in this ballgame. Bottom of the eighth inning, 9-3 your score. Columbia with a win tonight. And pending a Charleston loss, which that might be a final game. Charleston does indeed drop tonight's game 4-2 to the Augusta Green Jackets about an hour down the road. Pitch is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Smelly. 1-0 your count. Augusta about an hour west of here in Columbia. Charleston drops that game 4-2. So now with a win tonight, the Fireflies would move to a game and a half within first place of Charleston. Jenkins will come center of the bump, 1-0. Fastball is inside Hernandez, now 2-0. Liam Jenkins really having trouble finding the strike zone. He's only issued two strikes of his 12 pitches now. 2-0 count. Pitch on the way to Omar Hernandez. Fastball is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Smelly, and the plot thickens now at 3-0. Hernandez, a strikeout, a ground out, a fielder's choice, and another ground out. 0-4, technically. On the night is Omar Hernandez. Gavin Cross, lefty bat, former Virginia Tech Hokie, is awaiting on deck. 3-0 count. Jenkins stares in for the signs. Long look in, pitch on the way. Fastball is up and in, ball four. And now Liam Jenkins has walked the bases loaded. Hernandez to first. To second goes Gene Ramirez. And to third goes Lisandro Rodriguez. Immediately, John Eli comes out and chats. He will come and talk to Liam Jenkins. Bases are loaded for Gavin Cross. Gavin Cross will dig in. He's already produced an RBI triple back in the fifth inning. 1-for-4 night for Cross. Two flyouts, a ground out. And then that RBI triple in the fifth inning. Bases are chuck full of Fireflies here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Columbia up 9-3. Liam Jenkins has issued three walks in a row. Gavin Cross with a huge spot here. Of course, a very dangerous bat. 10th overall pick in this year's draft by the Kansas City Royals. Jenkins with a deep breath. Pitch on the way. Fastball is up and in, and looks like Colby Smelly is actually going to get hit in the hand with it, and it looks like they're going to say Gavin Cross got hit with the pitch as well, up and in. It'll be a hit by pitch, and Gavin Cross will reach first base safely. Another run crosses the plate, so everyone moves up a base. So three walks and now a hit by pitch. Columbia now leads 10-3 here at Sager Park. Carter Jensen will dig in. You can't discount the dangerous bat of Carter Jensen either. He's a guy known for his pop. Jensen will dig in. On the year, 11 homers, 44 RBI. Pitch on the way from Liam. Fastball away, now 1-0. Now Rigo Fernandez is actually getting loose down the line. 1-0 count on Carter Jensen. As Liam Jenkins really having trouble finding the strike zone tonight. 16 pitches, just two strikes. 1-0 on the way. Fastball away. That'll be now 2-0. Carter Jensen on the night. Reached base back in the fifth inning with a single. Other than that, a ground out, a fly out, and a fly out. Kansas City, Missouri native is Carter Jensen. Third round pick in last year's draft, 2021. 2-0 on the way from Jenkins. Fastball is just a bit inside. Now 3-0 on Jensen. On a three-game hit streak is Carter. He has 5 hits against Kannapolis on the year with 3 RBI. 3-0 count pitch from Liam. Fastball again, the over fastball in there for strike one. 3-1 your count. Finally, Liam just lays a fastball in there. Of course, you don't want to do that with the bases loaded and Carter Jensen at the plate. However, you got to do what you got to do. 3-1 in the way. Fastball away, ball 4, and another run will cross the plate. This time it is Gene Ramirez. Hernandez to third, cross to second. Jensen with a walk. That is now 4 free passes issued in the inning by Liam Jenkins, along with a hit by pitch. 11-3, now your score, Columbia leads, and immediately Guillermo Quiroz comes out, and Liam Jenkins' night is done. Rigo Fernandez will enter the ballgame. 6 different arm used by the Ballers in tonight's game. Quick break, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please. Now pitching for Kannapolis, number 15, Rigo Fernandez. Number 15, Rigo Fernandez.
Caden Wallace will dig in against the new arm on the bump, Rigo Fernandez. Already the 6th arm used by Kannapolis tonight. Here in this bottom of the 8th inning, Fernandez's pitch is up and in to Caden Wallace. 1-0 is your count. Liam Jenkins just did not have his stuff tonight. He faced 5 batters. 1 hit by pitch, it was Gavin Cross, and then 4 walks. Back to back to back, a hit by pitch, and then another walk. As the 1-0 is lifted high and foul by Caden Wallace, even now at 1-1. 1-1 count on Caden Wallace, former Arkansas Razorback. He had a walk back in the 7th inning. Other than that, a ground out, a double play ball, and a strikeout. As Rigo Fernandez in the ballgame, 0-0 with a 5.30 ERA. 18 2/3 innings pitched on the year. 1-1 inside corner now, 1-2 on a curveball. 21 strikeouts, 9 walks. Opponents batting .278 against Rigo Fernandez. The lefty pitched an inning back on Tuesday. 2 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. 1-2 on the way. Fastball outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike 3. Caden Wallace is the first out of the 8th inning. Finally, Rigo Fernandez and the Ballers pick up a strikeout. They pick up an out in the bottom of the 8th inning. Columbia has already gotten 2 runs across the plate. Guillermo Quintana will dig in. Quintana reached base on a double back in the 7th inning, a walk in the 2nd, a strikeout in the 4th, and a ground out in the 6th. Pitch on the way from Rigo. This one is fouled straight back. Heads up in the seats down there. 0-1 your count on Guillermo Quintana. I promise, if a ball is coming up here, I'm going to make the grab. It's just unacceptable. If you don't make the grab, I'm going to really judge you. 0-1 count, one down, pitch on the way from Rego. Fastball is a bit upstairs and inside. 1-1 now on Quintana. 11-3 now your score. Columbia out hitting Kannapolis 7-3. They lead 11-3. Kannapolis with two errors on the board as well. Pitch is up and away on the 1-1 now. 2-1 on Guillermo Quintana. This game feels like it's been quite long. However, we're only sitting about 2 hours and 20 minutes of game action. Maybe a little longer. Just under 2.5. 2-1 on the way. Swung and a miss on a breaking ball. Good pitch from Rego. Even now at 2-2. We did get the 7:35 first pitch tonight due to some weather in the area. Now, if we got the game in, and we are playing baseball here at Segra Park. 2-2 count, pitch on the way from Rego. This one is lifted in the air, center field. Under it is James Beard trailing to his left. A little hill make the grab. Runners will tag up, though. At third is Omar Hernandez. He will head home and score. It is now a 12-3 game in favor of the Columbia Fireflies. 3 runs now in the inning. Cross and Jensen stay put. So it is now 2 down, runners on second and first for Daniel Vasquez. Score is now 12-3 in favor of the hometown Columbia Fireflies. Pitch in there, 0-1 now on Daniel Vasquez. Rego Fernandez having a little easier time finding the strike zone than Liam Jenkins did tonight. 0-1 on the way. Breaking ball upstairs and away now, 1-1. David Holly awaiting on deck, the right fielder. Vasquez tonight reaching on 2 walks. He's 0 for 2 other than that with a strikeout back in that 7th inning. Rego's 1-1 is a bit off the plate now, 2-1. Looks like there is an arm warming for Columbia down the line. Just more than likely an arm to come out and finish up the 9th inning. Fernandez is 2-1. Heavy swing and miss on a breaking ball now, 2-2. 84-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch from Rego. Looked like a changeup off the arm. He's got a 4-seam fastball, a changeup, a 12-6 curve, and a slider. 24th round pick in 2018 out of Cal State Dominguez Hills is Rego Fernandez. As a 2-2 is fouled back, straight back to me, heads up. Almost in the window over here by the official scorer. And the scoreboard operator, so close over there. Just almost got that foul ball over there. 2-2 count, 2 outs. Bottom 8, Columbia on 12-3. Pitch on the way, breaking ball low, and now count runs full. You can see the faces of the official scorer, the stringer, scoreboard operator over there. They are all really distraught. They were not able to get that foul ball. Full count, 2 outs, bottom 8. Pitch on the way from Rego. Breaking ball grounded weakly up the middle. Sprinkle will field it cleanly and fire to first. It is in time for the out. 6-3 ground out for Daniel Vasquez for the third out of the 8th inning. Well, Fireflies get a couple more runs on the board. They now lead 12-3 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The Ballers are 3 outs away from dropping their 4th straight game. We'll see if they can mount the comeback of all comebacks when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network, top of the 9th, after a short break.
We've got Robin and Lexi. Now we're going to do it a little differently tonight. They're each going to guess a different answer. We're going to see which one of the two of them gets it right. So, still, you guys can help them out. It's going to be multiple choice. Now, this is tickets sold for tonight's game. We're guessing out paid attendance. So, each tonight's paid attendance, A, 2,514, B, 2,743, C, 2,367, or D, 1,953. What do we think, everybody? Alright, so our first guess, what do you think?
C.
She's gonna go with C. Alright, what are you gonna go with?
A.
She's gonna go with A. Alright, so we got C and A. Let's take away our incorrect answers. We're gonna see if we have a winner tonight. Alright, not B. You're still alive, both of you. Alright, not B. It's A or C. Which one is it? Hey, it was A. So,
But we do have a winner tonight. Give her a big hand, our winner tonight in the attendance, guys. They both did a great job, though. Let's hear it for them, both Lexi and Robin.
Leading off for Annapolis in the top of the ninth inning, the catcher number 17, Colby Smelly.
Colby Smelly, Jacob Burke, Logan Glass, two up here in the top of the ninth inning. Columbia leading 12-3. Pitch on the way from Arias, back out for his fourth inning of action. That ball is just a bit low and inside. 1-0 is your count on a Colby Smelly. 1-for-3 on the night and a single back in the third inning. One of only three hits in the book tonight for Kannapolis. 1-0 is a bit low and inside now. 2-0, Smelly with good patience at the plate. It'll be Smelly, Burke, and Glass, two up. Ballers trailing by 9 runs. Rome wasn't built in a day. Nothing is impossible. See if the ballers can mount a huge comeback. Pitch off the plate, 3-0. So far, so good. Colby Smelly with good patience at the plate against Wander Arias, who has got 4 strikeouts in 3 innings. 3-0 on the way. Fastball is inside, ball 4. Just like that, a 4-pitch walk. Colby Smelly is on base for the first time tonight. That'll send things to Jacob Burke. 1 on, nobody out. Jacob Burke will dig in tonight. 1-for-3 with an RBI triple. Back in that first inning, producing a couple of runs. Kannapolis got off to a great start, and everything kind of fell apart. First pitch is in there. 0-1 is your count now on Jacob Burke. 11th round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. Baton Rouge, Louisiana product. Went to school at Southeastern Louisiana and then a University of Miami as well. 0-1, broken back, round to the third, making the play over there is Wallace. The second for one on to first, and that is a double play. Despite the broken bat, it is a 5-4-3 double play for two outs here in the ninth inning. All of a sudden, ballers now down to their final out of the night. That'll send it things to Logan Glass. It looked like a jam for Jacob Burke. He just couldn't get around on an inside fastball. Ball was hit towards the third baseman. The shard of the bat mainly was headed towards the shortstop in Vasquez. However, now Logan Glass will dig in over 2 with a fly out and a strikeout. He does have a walk this evening as well. Pitch off the plate, 1-0. Glass's walk back in the first inning against the starter in Ben Hernandez. 1-0 on the way, low and off the plate. Now 2-0. Wander Arias just trying to get that final out. He has a 2-0 count on Logan Glass. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. 2-0 on the way to Glass. Fastball inside corner now, 2-1. Glass from Mustang, Oklahoma, 22nd round pick in 2019. 2-1, just a bit off the plate now, 3-1. Glass could potentially be the final 22nd round pick in Chicago White Sox history. Of course, that was the final year of the 40-round draft. Pitch is fouled off. Count runs full now on Glass. 2019, they did a 40-round draft. And then in 2020, shortened it to 5. 2021 and 2022, now just 20 rounds. Full count, 2 down. Here's the pitch to Glass. Fastball is inside, ball 4. Second walk of the inning for Wander Arias out on the bump. Logan Glass is taking a first base for the second time tonight. 1 on and 2 down now for La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez.
It's the second baseman, number 1, Wilbur Sanchez.
Wilbur Sanchez will dig in, runner on and 2 down. First pitch on the way from Arias to Sanchez. Breaking ball low and away. 1-0 your count. Sanchez, 5'10", 160 pound. He does have 2 homers on the year. 48 hits. Pitch on the way. Inside corner fastball. 1-1. Batting 157 on the year is Wilbur, but you can't discount what he's done on the base paths this year. Team leader in stolen bases. Pitch in there on the 1-1. Now the ballers find themselves down to their final strike. Sanchez is the team leader in stolen bases. He was leading the team in walks for quite a long time, too. until Wes Kath started racking up walks. 1-2, grounder to third, this should do it. Wallace will make the play to his left, he'll field fire and retire to first base, and that is your ball game. Ballers jump out to a 3-0 lead early, but then Columbia comes racing back. They pick up 9 runs in the 5th and 6th inning alone, and then 3 in the 8th for a 12-3 victory here at Singer Park in Columbia. We'll take a quick break and be right back. We'll do a quick post-game recap here at Singer Park in Columbia. Ballers drop their 4th game in a row here to the Fireflies on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be right back.
At 6:05 p.m., it's the Capitalist Cannonballers. And great seats are still available. Box office will stay open after the game, so make sure to put your plans tonight. So make sure you put your plans tonight to cheer on our longtime Columbia Fireflies. Again, first pitch tomorrow night at 6:05 p.m. Once again, against the Capitalist Cannonballers.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth, Sager Park, Columbia, South Carolina, as the Ballers drop their 4th game in a row here at Sager Park in Columbia, South Carolina. The Fireflies, 12-3 is your score. The Fireflies take this one. Kannapolis jumped out to a 3-0 lead early in the first inning. They held on until that 5th inning when Columbia came storming back. 5 runs in the 5th, 4 in the 6th, and then 3 additional insurance runs in that 8th inning put Columbia up 12-3, a lead that Kannapolis could not get back. 7 hits for Columbia, 3 for Kannapolis. They do pick up 2 errors due to the Ballers. Columbia with a clean night of defense with none. McMillan gets the win, 1-2 on the year. Burns picks up his first loss. He's now 0-1 on the year. And then Arias picks up a very long 4-inning save out of the bullpen for the Columbia Fireflies. Quick notable performances before we send you on your way. No multi-hit games for Kannapolis, just 3 hits on the night. 1-for-4-9 with an RBI for Wilfred Veras. 1-for-3-9 for Colby Smelly. And then 1-for-4 with a 2-RBI triple for Jacob Burke. That RBI triple giving the Ballers a couple extra runs in that first inning. Other than that, really not much to note. Couple people picking up walks. Logan Glass 0-for-2 with 2 walks on the evening. Ballers have to use 6 pitchers in tonight's ballgame. Burns, 5 innings, 4 hits, 5 runs. 1 of those are earned. 2 walks and 3 punch-outs is the night for the Carolina League debut of Dylan Burns. Fronder Veras, 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 4 runs, 1 walk, and no strikeouts. Messer, 1/3 of an inning, nothing else. Stivers, 1 inning, 1 hit, no run, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Liam Jenkins comes in the 8th inning, and that kind of fell apart on Liam Jenkins. No innings tallied, no hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, 4 walks, no strikeouts. 4 walks and a hit batter is the night for Liam Jenkins. Really kind of struggled out there on the bump, did Liam, but Rigo Fernandez comes in, clean inning, and a strikeout in the book for the lefty out of the bullpen, Rigo Fernandez. On the other side, Columbia Fireflies, they pick up a pretty nice night all around. 1-for-2-9 with 4 RBIs for Gene Ramirez. Again, Gene Ramirez with that 3-run shot in the 6th inning off of Fronder Veras. And then Ramirez also picking up that sacrifice ground ball in the 5th inning for Columbia. 1-for-4-9 for Gavin Cross. So 2 RBIs and a triple off of Burns back in that 5th inning of action. That big 5th inning. 5 runs for Columbia. Changes the tide of the game. 1-for-4-9 with 2 RBIs for Carter Jensen. 1-for-3-9 for Guillermo Quintana with an RBI. 0-for-3 with 2 runs for Daniel Vasquez. 1-for-3-9 with an RBI. 2 runs for David Holly. 2-for-2 with 3 runs scored. An RBI and a walk for Rodriguez in the 9 hole for Columbia. 3 arms used. Hernandez, 4 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. McMillan gets the win with a clean inning of work, 1 walk, nothing else. And then Arias with a 4-inning save. 4 innings of shutout baseball, no hits, 2 walks, and 4 punchouts. Ballers and Fireflies will do business again tomorrow night for the 5th of 6 matchups here between these two sides. Columbia and Kannapolis will do business yet again. It will be Hunter Dallander, 3-3, the 3.72 ERA, against Shane Panzini, 0-2, with a 4.50 ERA on the night. for everyone up here in the broadcast booth, Sager Park, Dan Lodi saying thank you as always for tuning in on the MILB, a first pitch app, and on the free audio stream on kcballers.com. I'll leave you as I always do up in here. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers drop this one 12-3. Still some baseball left in this year season. We do have 12 home games remaining. We have two left here in Columbia. We have a grand total of 20 games left in the 2022 season. Man, this year has flown by. Hope you can join at 6:05 at first pitch tomorrow. Sager Park, only about an hour and a half, 2 hours from Kannapolis. Make the trip down or hang out with us here on the broadcast tomorrow night, 6:05 at first pitch. See you soon. Until next time, have a blast. Have a great one, everyone.